停一下。
Good morning.
大家早上好。
Are we tired today?
我们今天疲乏吗？
Let's stand.
来，我们一起起立。
赞美主，哈利路亚，哦，赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哈利路亚，赞美主，哈利路亚，哦，赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。一起高颂赞美，我的魔术我的谁？一起美颂圣颂圣万美。哦哦哦哦，完美靠着主宰，阿门！主耶稣，你，哈利路亚，赞美主，哈利路亚，哦，赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哈利路亚，赞美主，哈利路亚，哦，赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
You may be seated in the presence of Yeshua.
大家在主的同在中请坐吧。
Good morning.
大家早上好。
How is everybody doing today?
大家今天早上怎么样？
赞美主。Yes, Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before we start with today's message,
在我们今天的信息开始之前，
we always like to proclaim the name of Jesus in Hebrew.
我们要用希伯来文来宣告我们主的名。
Because there's power in His name.
因为他的名是有能力的。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeshua the Messiah.
Yeshua the Messiah.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Hallelujah, Yeshua.
Hallelujah, Yeshua.
Oh, we're really tired today. We gotta wake up.
Yeah, 我们要醒一醒。
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Dalkal, Dalkal. Avinu Sheba Shemaim Adon Olam. Heavenly Father, Lord Yeshua.
Yeah, 我们的天父主耶稣。
Our Father, we thank you for your grace.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
For your love.
你的爱。
For your mercy.
你的祝福。
That you saved us before the foundation of the world.
你把我们从那个尘土当中来拯救。
Our Father, we come humbly before you.
我们在你面前来献。
As your servants.
作为你的仆人
as brothers and sisters,
作为弟兄姐妹
the one new man,
作为一个合一的人
in one spirit,
一个灵
uniting together,
我们合一在一起
Abba Father, speak to us through your word,
天父来你向我们讲话
speak to us through your Holy Spirit,
来你通过你的灵来向我们来讲话
may not be my word spoken,
也不是我来讲
but the words of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit,
也来是圣灵你来讲
Abba Father, in my weakness, may you be strong,
也主在我的软弱就是你的刚强之处。
We bless the people of Vancouver.
我们来祝福所有在温哥华的。
We bless the people of Canada.
我们来祝福所有加拿大的。
We bless the Chinese nation.
我们来祝福所有的中国。
As we stand together.
让我们来一起来。
Bring the gospel back to Jerusalem and go home.
把福音带回耶路撒冷。
We bless the church.
来，我们来祝福这个教会。
Pastors and everybody that's here today.
来祝福所有今天到场的每一位。
All those listening online.
来，所有在网上听的。
May the spirit of Yeshua HaMashiach touch everyone.
来，让耶稣的灵来感动我们每个人的心。
Abba Father, we pray.
来，天父，我们来你面前来祷告。
That anything that's not from your word will be cut off in the name of Yeshua.
来，我们来在你的道中来为你来。
We pray, Father, that anything that's not from your word will reach deaf ears.
来，主我。天父，我们在你面前来祷告，任何不是从你而来的，我们都要让他不能进入我们的耳。
But whatever is from your word,
来，只要是从你而来的
，May it deliver us,
来进入到我们耳中
，May it free us,
来释放我们
，And may it speak to our hearts,
来进入到我们的心中。
B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, fun yeshitzitu damin dalkal, Amen.
来，我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen. 哈利路亚。
Yesterday I shared about my story.
昨天我跟大家讲了我的经历。
Which is really Yeshua's story.
确实就是主耶稣的一个这种经历。
We learned about the difficulties of Jews accepting Jesus Yeshua.
我们昨天讲了对于犹太人来说是多么的困难去接受耶稣作为弥赛亚。
And I said that we're going to learn how to pray for Israel.
我们昨天说我们要学习如何为以色列来祷告。
God's master plan.
我们要了解神的这个。
How China has written an end time prophecy in the Bible.
中国如何在末世的这个预言当中，在被写在圣经当中。
There's a reason why there's revival in China.
这就是为什么现在在中国这个复兴。
There's a reason why God has positioned you as Chinese to be here in Vancouver.
这就是为什么神把我们这些弟兄姐妹来带到温哥华，在这里来培训我们。
You didn't just come here to work or to do business.
你们不是到这来工作或者做生意的。
You came here to be a vessel and a tool for the Lord.
你们到这来，我们是做神的器皿。
And the Lord is using you.
神在使用我们。
And He will continue to use you.
他们要继续，神要来继续的使用我们。
And we're in for a big revival.
来期待这个大的一个复兴的来临。
What we see in China is going to happen here.
那我们在中国看到的复兴，在这里也同样要发生。
The road back to Jerusalem.
也会把它带到耶路撒冷。
Unity.
这就是一个合一。
It's all about unity.
这都是关于合一。
It's all about the one new man.
这都是关于在一个人当中来，在一个当中来合一。
Before we can speak about the feast of the Lord,
在我们来谈论那个主的节期之前
，Before we can speak about the olive tree, the olive tree.
在我们开始说这个橄榄树之前
，We need to understand why Israel.
我们需要去明白为什么以色列是被。
Because only if we understand why Israel, can we understand the how.
如果你不明白为什么，你就没办法明白是如何神如何来使用。
Because if we don't understand the why, there's no how.
如果我们不懂得为什么，就没办法去理解怎么样。
And we want to be used by God to the fullest extent. Amen.
我们希望被神来大大的充分来使用，大家说是吗？
So the message that I'm going to share this morning for me is a very difficult message.
就今天我们要跟大家来分享一个信息，对于我本人来讲是一个非常艰难的一个信息。
It'd probably be a lot easier for Pastor Peter or Pastor John.
可能对于周牧师、对于孙牧师来说，可能会容易一些。
But the good news is that in the end of the message, we're going to see the unity.
Yeah, 好消息是在我们的信息结束的时候，我们能够在其中看到这个合一。
We're going to see God's master plan.
我们能够看到神的这个大的计划。
And then when we study about the feast of the Lord, we're going to get a whole new revelation.
当我们在学习神的这个节期，关于这个事情，我们整个看到神的这个启示。
Because the feast of the Lord is not a knowledge issue.
因为神的这个节期并不是一个一般的事情。
It's a spiritual issue.
它是一个属灵的一个。
And we need to dig into the scripture with spiritual eyes.
我们需要进入到经文当中，带着一个属灵的眼睛来进入到经文的深处。
You see, when I grew up as an Orthodox Jew.
当我从小从作为一个传统正统的犹太人
I knew about the feasts,
我非常了解神的这个节期
but without the Spirit,
但是我的灵
without Yeshua,
但是是没有和耶稣在一起的
it's more, we need to know the feasts and God's plan for Israel through the Holy Spirit
yeah, 所以我们要在圣灵的引导下来了解神的这个节期
and I always say this,
我总是在谈论这个
the believers, the ones who are standing with Israel,
这些信耶稣的这些在目前在以色列的这些信耶稣的这些信徒们
The ones who understand they're spiritually Israel
还有那些能够在灵里面能够了解这个以色列
You can understand You understand the Bible better than a rabbi in Israel
这些人他们对圣经的理解比以色列的拉比还要更了解圣经
Until that rabbi doesn't have a Damascus Road experience
其实这些拉比们他们并没有这个在灵里边的这个
He, Damascus Road with Paul on the Damascus Road
Yeah 大马士
Until we don't have they don't have a Damascus Road experience
他们并没有 Damascus Road Sir what is that 大马士
Okay until then
保罗在大马士革经历 Okay
They cannot understandThe Bible to the fullest extent.
所以他没办法能够完全的来理解圣经。
Being Jewish is not a ticket to heaven.
作为一个犹太人，
Being Jewish is not a ticket to heaven.
哦，你作为一个犹太人，并不是你进入天堂的一个门票。
The ticket to heaven is only Yeshua HaMashiach.
来进入天堂只有透过耶稣才可以。
Who said it with his own mouth?
这是他亲口所讲的。
No one makes it to the Father but only through me.
就是没有人能够这个进入天堂，除非通过我。
Why am I sharing all this?
为什么我在跟大家讲这些呢？
Because in many sectors in the world,
在世界上很多地方，
I don't say denominations, I don't like that word, I say sectors.
我不说那个什么，哪个领域，我说这一些区域，一些宗派。
I don't think there's denominations, I think God has unity.
Yeah, 因为我们都是合一在一起的。
They seem to think that if you're a Jew,or you are a rabbi, you have more knowledge than someone else.
他们总是在讲，如果你是犹太人或者你是拉比，你会比一般人有更多的知识。
And I'm here to tell you that that's not true.
现在我告诉大家，这是不对的。
You have no idea how much I've learned from the Chinese nation.
你根本不太无法想象我从中国人身上学到了多少。
How many scriptures pastors in China pointed out to me that I was in shock?
很多经文是那些在中国的这些牧者们他们来给我看的，让我非常震惊。
And they told me, how could it be? You are an Orthodox Jew.
他们就很奇怪，他说你是犹太人，怎么会这样呢？
I said, yes, but I didn't have the Holy Spirit.
他说是，我虽然是犹太人，但是我没有圣灵。
I was missing the biggest element.
我缺少了一个最关键的这个因素。
So we must understand that it's a one new man concept. It's not about being Jewish.
Yeah, 所以我们必须来了解这个关于一个人这个概念，而并不是说作为犹太人这个概念。
Amen.
大家说同意吗 ？Amen.
Why Israel?
为什么是以色列呢
？The simple answer.
一个简单的答案。
Because God said so.
因为神说的。
And I would tell you that if it would have been Australia or been New Zealand, you would ask why New Zealand.
也如果你在这个。这个新西兰或者是澳大利亚，你可是为什么是新西兰和澳大利亚呢
？It had to start somewhere.
就它必须肯定是有一个点能够进入的点。
And God chose the nation of Israel.
神他选择了这个以色列这个民族。
And in the book of Deuteronomy,
在
Deuteronomy,
申命记
，It says that God chose Israel.
说神拣选了以色列
，Not because they were a great nation，
并不因为他们是一个多么伟大的民族
；Not because they were obedient，
并不因为他们顺服
；Because they were the least，
因为他们是一个最小的
；Because they were the smallest，
他们是最小的一个民族。
Why do you think you need to look at a world map today with a magnifying glass？
Yeah， 大家看世界今天世界地图，以色列那么小
，Israel so small you can't even see them。
有的时候我们甚至都在地图上看不到它。
And that's why God chose them.
这就是为什么神拣选了以色列。
To show His glory.
来透过这个来显出神的荣耀。
To show that we are small people with a big God.
受这些虽然他们很小，但是他们有神与他们同在。
That is why God chose Israel.
这就是神为什么拣选以色列。
So God chose the smallest nation to bring in the good news, the gospel.
也神拣选了一个最小的民族来带领他们来。把这个福音来传播出去。
And now he's choosing the biggest nation in the world, China, to bring the gospel back.
正他现在要拣选世上最大的一个国家，来把福音带回耶路撒冷。
God's master plan.
这就是神的一个计划。
Amen. It has to be that way.
这必须是要这样的。
Because Romans 11:11 says to provoke the Jews to jealousy.
所以罗马书的十一章十一节。
You see a Chinese walking in Tel Aviv and in Jerusalem with shofars, that provokes the Jews to jealousy.You see Chinese walking in Ben Yehuda Street in Jerusalem.
当中国人进入到耶路撒冷时
that provokes the Jews to jealousy.
Oh. Okay. 对不起，这块不太了解。
So we'll repeat it. Okay. Yeah. So if you walk in Jerusalem and you see Jews walk, Chinese walking with shofars.
Yeah. 当那个你在耶路撒冷，你看到中国人带着这个号角在
And singing Hebrew songs，
而且唱这个希伯来的歌曲的时候
，That provokes the Jews to jealousy，
那就让犹太人嫉妒。
That's why God chose the Chinese nation.
这就是为什么神拣选了中国这个。
Because it takes a massive amount of people to provoke the Jews to jealousy.
Yeah, 因为他用这个最大的这个一个一个民族些人们来让以色列人来嫉妒。
We're stiff-necked.
Yeah, 因为我们的脖颈是我们颈项是坚硬的，是硬的。
We need to see Fuxin, 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 and then we believe.
我们要复兴，我们复兴，然后我们要看到这些复兴，我们才会相信。
And isn't China the exact nation to be chosen by God?
这就是为什么神在中国拣选了中国人。
To show God's glory.
在来显出神的荣耀。
God's master plan.
这就是神一个整体的大的计
划。Why Israel?
这为什么是以色列呢
？Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12, verse 3.
那我们看创世纪的十二章三节。
And we can read it on the PowerPoint.
我们可以在这个 PowerPoint 上，大家可以看这段经文。
Obey, Gene.
来，我们一起来读。
God says that He'll bless those that bless Israel.
神说他要祝福那些祝福以色列的人。
And He'll curse those that curse Israel.
他要而且要咒诅那些咒诅以色列的。
Now a lot of people,
很多人
say that that Bible verse doesn't exist anymore.
他说这段经文已经在现实当中不存在了。
Because Yeshua fulfilled everything on the cross.
因为耶稣已经成全了这个在十字架上。
But how many of us believe that Yeshua is God?
但是有多少人
Yeshua is God?
也多少人能够承认耶稣是神呢
？Amen.
Amen.
So we have to listen to what God said.
我们还必须要听神所讲的。
In Matthew 5.
在马太福音五章。
Verses 17 and 18.
那十七十八节。
Yeshua says.
耶稣说。
Don't misunderstand why I have come.
不要错误地理解我为什么我来。
I did not come to abolish.
我到这来不是来毁灭的。
Not the law, the Torah.
在这个妥拉这个。
The Torah and or the prophets.
Sorry, Torah.
Torah. Torah is God's instruction.
Yes, 妥拉这个大家基本妥拉是一个神的话语的一个解释。
No, I came to fulfill it.
这个我到这里来。耶稣说我这是来要成全。
I think we need to read the Bible scripture.
我们需要来读一下这个经文。
We have Matthew 5:17 on the screen?
Yes.
Okay.
莫想我来废掉律法和先知。我来不是要废掉乃是要成全。我是在告诉你们就是到天地废去了律法一点一面也不会废去都要成全。
Amen?
Amen.
Now what does that mean?
大家这上面所讲的是什么呢?
It means that Yeshua fulfilled everything on the cross, but he didn't cancel anything.
只是耶稣在十字架上成全了一切,他并没有毁灭。
Everything in the Word of God stands today.
Sorry.
Everything in the Word of God stands today.
Yeah. 所有神在圣经里所讲的今天依然存在。
Because Yeshua is God.
因为耶和华是神。
And he said so.
哦,耶稣是神,他是这样讲的。
And he said,Not a dot will be missing from the Word of God.
不要来疑惑神在经文里所讲的。
Until the new heavens and
sorry, 一点不会。
Not a dot will be missing from the Word of God.
一点也不会去。
Until the new heavens and new earth.
当这个新天新地降临。
I don't know about you, but
不会废去。
I don't know. I don't see the new heavens and new earth yet. Do you?
我在这里没有看到新天和新地。
Let me check. No heavens, no earth yet. No new heaven.
现在还没有看到新的天。
So this means that everything still stands.
那就说明现在所有的这些事情还都在。
Because Yeshua said so.
因为耶稣是这样讲的。
So what does it mean? I didn't come to abolish, but I came to fulfill.
但是这说我到这来不是毁灭，不是废掉律法，是什么意思呢
？Yeshua came because we cannot keep the Torah.
因为耶稣来是因为我们没有办法能够来成全这个。
What are the Ten Commandments?
这个诫命是
The Ten Commandments are God's moral standard.
这个十诫命是十条戒律是神的十条道德的一个标准。
We cannot keep God's moral standard.
我们因为我们没有来遵守神的这个道德标准。
And there is Yeshua HaMashiach came.
这就是为什么耶稣来到我们当中。
We are to become Christ-like.
我们
Christ-like.
像耶稣
We are to be followers of Yeshua.
我们是耶稣跟从耶稣的。
We're not to cancel the Torah. We're to follow the Torah because He's the Torah.
我们不是来灭掉这个律法，不是来毁掉这个，我们要来跟从这个律法，因为耶稣就是律法。
What does this have to do with Israel?
这跟以色列有什么关系呢？
Everything.Because I cannot talk about the message of Israel until we don't understand that everything that I'm saying stands today. Yeshua spoke this during his 3.5 year ministry. Yeshua spoke about this.
耶稣在他这个在地上行这个传道的时候讲过讲到这些。
During his 3.5 year ministry.
在他三年半的这个服事当中。
What was he quoting from?
他从哪里讲了这些呢?
Was he quoting from the... What was he quoting from?
他这些引用的经文是从哪里来的呢?
Was he quoting from the Old Testament?
他是从旧约的圣经来吗?
Or the New Testament?
还是新约圣经呢?
Was there a New Testament?
那个时候有新约吗?
没有!
没有。
没有 no New Testament.
那会儿还没有新约。
So he was quoting from the Old Testament.
那会儿只有旧约圣经。
So how can you cancel the Old Testament?
你如何来取消这个旧约呢?
It's all one book.
因为它是一个一本书，它是一个整体。
So when Yeshua said, I did not come to cancel.
当耶稣说，我到这来不是来毁灭除灭。
But to fulfill.
而是来成全。
It means that all of us have fallen short of the glory.
可以来，来彰显神的荣耀。
All of us have fallen short of the glory.
因为我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
But through him we become righteous.
因为跟着进入他，通过他，我们就能够。
Through him we become priests.
通过他，我们可以作为祭司。
Through him we become 新妇。
通过他，我们可以成为新妇。
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we thank our brother.
No problem.
All of us have fallen. All of us have fallen short of the glory.
这所有的一切都是来自神的荣耀。
But through Him we become righteous.
借着耶稣基督，我们要成为义。
Through Him we become high priest. Priest.
祭司。
He is the high priest.
耶稣就是大祭司。
That's what it means. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
这就是耶稣说的，我来不是要废掉律法，而是要成全它。
Paul, Rav Shaul, Rabbi Shaul, Paul.
就是拉比 Paul,
Paul.
保罗。
He said.
他说。
I read the Torah, I read the law.
说我读妥拉，我读律法。
And I wanted to die.
我要。
Why did Paul want to die?Spiritual warfare. Spiritual war. Whenever you have the message of Israel, there's spiritual warfare.
Thank you.
Whenever there's a message of Israel, there's spiritual warfare.
不管是从以色列来的任何的 message, 都是我们属灵任何的信息都是我们属灵上的一种征战。
We break off every evil spirit.
我们把所有的这种 evil, 这种邪恶来的都破除砍断。
Every hindrance.
所有的拦阻。
Every obstacle.
所有的阻碍。
In the name of Yeshua.
奉耶稣的名。
We proclaim Romans chapter 8.
我们来宣告罗马书 chapter 8, 第八章。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
If God is for us.
奉神的妥拉。
Who can be against us?
没有人可以反对我们，抵挡我们，我们是最全胜的。
I'm actually very happy that we're having some trouble.With the translation today, I'm very happy about it.
其实我非常高兴，我们今天对于这个翻译方面有一些阻拦。
You see, if the translation would have been smooth, there would have been a problem.
如果我们 translation 翻译都变得很顺畅，我们就不会有阻拦了。
What do we have inside of us that Satan doesn't like?
因为我们在里面的撒旦是不喜欢我们里面的这个光明和正义。
There's something in the message that he doesn't like.
因为我们今天传达的信息是他不喜悦的。
And he's trying to break it through the translation.
所以他通过这个翻译来拦阻我们。
But he can't do it.
他不能这么做。
Because it's not a translation issue.
因为不是翻译的问题。
It's a spiritual issue.
是灵里的问题。
Amen? And greater is he who lives inside of us.
Sorry.
Greater is he who lives inside of us.
就在我们里面有更大的可以战胜仇敌的力量。
Than the one in the world.
我们是胜这个世界的胜利者。
And if Satan starts continues to do this, I'm going to start preaching in Hebrew.
如果撒旦还这么做，我就开始用希伯来文为大家祷告。
I'll just bring Jill to translate from Hebrew to English.
我带 Jill 来，让他帮我把希伯来文翻译成英文。
Amen.
Amen.
So Matthew 5:17.
马太书五章十七节。
Is the foundation for everything.
是我们的基础，一切事情的基础。
Because if we don't understand Matthew 5:17, we cannot understand the feast of the Lord.
如果我们不理解马太福音十五章十七节到十八节，我们就不理解律法耶和华的法律。
We cannot understand our role as believers.
我们不理解我们作为信徒应该相信什么。
We cannot understand the concept of the one new man.
我们不能理解作为新人的一个概念。
This is the foundation for everything.
这是我们一个所有作为信徒的一个最基础的基础。
And anytime somebody tries to attack Israel.
当每次如果有人想袭击以色列的时候。
Or says this is canceled, it doesn't exist.
或者说以色列根本就不存在。
Just pull out Matthew 5:17 and Matthew 5:18.
你就把这一章经文拿出来，马太福音五章十七到十八节。
The only way a person can reject Matthew chapter 5:17.
的唯一的一条，他们能够反对这个马太福音十五章五章十七到十八节的是。
If he doesn't believe that Yeshua is God.
因为他不相信耶稣就是神。
But if he believes that Yeshua is God, then he must listen to what God says.
如果你相信耶稣就是我们的神，你就应该听他的话。
Nothing is canceled.
什么事情都不会被废去。
Everything is fulfilled through him.
因为所有的事情都要在他里面成全。
He is the Word.
他就是世界。
He is the Torah.
他就是妥拉。
The Book of John.
约翰书，约翰福音。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verses 1 to 4.
一到四节。
Says, and the Word became flesh.
所有的世界都变得道成他要道成肉身。
And tabernacled, walked among us.
住在我们的里面。
What is that Word? What is the Word?
What is the word?
It's Yeshua.
是耶稣。
He is the word.
他就是话语，他就是世界。
If you cancel the Torah,
他就是道。
You have canceled Yeshua.
如果你把妥拉废去，你就是把耶稣废去。
And therefore,
所以
everything stands.
所以我们可以站立在这个世界上，所以都要成立，都要存在。
In my discipleship program,
我再试一会儿，我再试一会儿。
Okay. All right, okay. Praise God, we got a lot of translators.
再给我五分钟。
What do we have inside of us that he doesn't like?
因为我们里面的事情是撒旦不喜欢的。
Breakthrough.
因为我们要打破这个黑暗。
Revival.
我们要继续存活。
Healing.
我们要就是医治伤。Amen.
In one word in Chinese.
在中文里有一句话，
祝福，
祝福
，Amen，
Amen。
So I love it when things don't go great. I love it.
如果事情出现不是在很好的事情上，我喜欢这些拦阻。
I will bless those that bless Israel.
我会祝福那些祝福以色列的。
And I'll curse those that curse Israel.
我会诅咒那些诅咒以色列。
Is that biblical term true?
这个圣经上的话是真的吗
？Let's see.
我们要一起看一下。
Hitler went against Israel.
希特勒去屠杀犹太人。
Where is Hitler today?
希特勒今天在哪里
？Osama bin Laden went against Israel.
Sorry.
Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden 他也就是屠杀犹太人。
I have an idea. I have an idea. Let's bring two translators. And everyone translates what they know.
Okay.
It's like a basketball team. We get changed all the time.
okay.
Sure. Satan doesn't like the message of Israel.
今天撒旦不喜欢我们谈论以色列的信息。
Because he knows that you're going to be blessed.
因为撒旦知道我们要通过这些信息蒙福。
He knows there's going to be revival.
撒旦知道我们这里有大的复兴要
降临。He knows there's going to be a breakthrough.
他知道我们这里有大的突破要来临。
I don't know who I'm preaching to today.
我不知道我现在在对哪些人来讲
道。I don't know.
我并不知道
各位的名字。But somebody's going to be delivered.
但是我们中间有好多人今天要被释放。
Somebody's going to have a breakthrough.
我们今天好多人要在这里领受突破。
Amen.
Amen.
赞美主。
赞美主。
祝福你。
祝福大家。
Hallelujah! I just saw seven devils running to the exit.
他看到有七个邪灵从这里逃出去了。
I think we're okay now. Amen.
我觉得我们现在好了。
Amen. Amen. Where is Osama bin Laden?
本拉登现在在哪里？
Where is Hitler?
希特勒现在在哪里？
Where is Haman?
哈曼现在在哪里？
Where are they?
这些敌对以色列的人现在都在哪里？
Bye bye land.
他们都没有了。
Everybody that went against Israel is gone.
所有要敌对以色列的人都被神挪去了。
Where is Israel?
以色列在哪里？
Strong and prospering.
今天以色列依然坚强，在世上繁荣昌盛。
With the hand of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob on them.
因为以色列雅各、亚伯拉罕、以撒的神与以色列同在。
8 million people in Israel.
800万人口住在以色列。
Including the Arabs.
也包括很多的阿拉伯人。
122 million Arabs surrounding Israel.
有12亿的阿拉伯人包围以色列居住。
Wanting to destroy Israel.
这些十二亿人想要做梦都想毁灭以色列。
But they can't do it.
但他们没法做到。
Why?
为什么不能做到？
Because I will bless those that bless Israel.
因为神应许了他要祝福那些祝福以色列的。
And I will curse those that curse Israel.
神要咒诅那些咒诅以色列的。
And those that bless Israel.
那些咒诅以色列的。
Will be blessed.
那些祝福以色列的要被神祝福。
And through Israel, all the nations of the world will be blessed.
通过以色列，世上的列国要被神祝福。
That's what it's all about.
这就是神要做的一切。
What are the two main reasons people go to church? Let's be honest. Two main reasons.
两个主要的原因，人们来到教会为什么？
Number one, to worship God.
第一项，我们要敬拜神。
And number two, 祝福。
第二项，我们要得神的祝福。
We want 祝福。
我们想要得到神的祝福。
And God says, I want to give you 祝福。
神说我要给我们祝福。
But you have to do it my way.
但我们必须要做神的方式。
You can't do it your way.
我们不能用自己的方式来得祝福。
Yeshua spoke about this.
主耶稣说到这一点。
Seek first the kingdom of heaven.
先求神的国和神的义。
And everything will be added to you.
所有你要求的都要加给我们。
You want your prayers answered.
我们希望我们的祷告蒙成就。
You want to be blessed.
我们希望被祝福。
You start blessing Israel.And see what happens.
我们要先来祝福以色列，然后看神要怎么做。
But who is Israel?
但谁是以色列？
We must understand who Israel is.
我们先要知道谁是以色列。
Is Israel the rabbi who is praying at the Wailing Wall like this? Is that Israel?
那些在以色列哭墙祷告的那些拉比是他们吗？他们代表以色列吗？
It's part of Israel.
他们是以色列的人吗？
But it's not all Israel.
他们是以色列的一部分，但他们并不代表全部以色列。
And we must understand who all Israel is in order to be 祝福。
我们要知道谁才是真正的以色列，然后我们才能真实的来祝福以色列。
In order for the gospel to go back to Jerusalem.
为了福音能回到耶路撒冷。
In order to understand the concept of the one new man.
也要了解一个新人的这个概念。
Amen. Let's give a praise in the house of the Lord.
我们要在神的家里来赞美神。
We have in the Bible.
我们在圣经里有
the centurion soldier. The centurion soldier
是那种为神征战的那些百夫长的例子。
Why was the centurion soldier blessed?
为什么百夫长蒙了神的祝福？
Why was his servant healed?
为什么百夫长的仆人得到了医治？
Because he blessed Israel.
因为百夫长在那里一直做善事，祝福以色列人。
The Bible says that he blessed Israel.
圣经说到那个百夫长祝福了以色列人。
And because he blessed Israel, he was blessed.
因为他祝福了以色列人，他也被神祝福。
He had faith.
他有很大的信心。
His faith is what did it.
他的信心成就了他所求的。
It's all about faith.
全都是关于他的信心。
That's why I say it's not a knowledge issue, it's a spiritual issue.
所以他一直在说，这不是一个知识的问题，乃是一个属灵的问题。
Let's read Luke chapter 7.
我们要一起来读路加第七章。
Verses 2 to 10.
第二节到第十节。
And see how he was blessed and why he was blessed.
来看为什么他得到了神的祝福，他如何得到了神的祝福。有一个百夫长所宝贵的仆人害病快要死了，百夫长奉闻耶稣的事，就托犹太人的几个长老去求耶稣来救他的仆人。他们到了耶稣那里，就切切地求他说，你给他行这事是他所配得的，因为他爱我们的百姓，给我们建了会堂。耶稣就和他们同去，离那家不远。百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说， 主啊，不要劳动，因你到我舍下，我不敢当，我也自以为不配去见你，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下，对这个说去，他就去，对那个说来，他就来，对我的仆人说你做这事，他就去做。耶稣听见这话就稀奇他，转身对跟从的人说，我告诉你们，这么大的信心就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。那拖来的人回到百夫长家里，看见仆人已经好了。阿们。
For he loves the Jewish people.
因为这个百夫长爱以色列人。
He helped them build the synagogue.
帮以色列人建了会堂。
He is worthy.
他配得。
That was their defense.
这就是以色列求情的人来说的。
Why should I heal him?
主耶稣为什么要医治他？他的仆人。
Because he blessed the people of Israel.
因为他祝福了以色列人。
I will bless those that bless Israel.
神的应许，我要祝福那些祝福以色列的。
And I will curse those that curse Israel.
我要咒诅那些咒诅以色列的。
And all through history.
整个通过历史。
And all through the scriptures.
全都完全通过圣经文。
That is God's pattern.
这是神的一个应许，神的一个规则。
God has order.
神有他的规则和制度。
And the order is that first from Israel, then to the nations.
神的次序是先临到以色列，后临到列邦。
Why Israel?
为什么要先是以色列？
What did we get from Israel?
我们从以色列能得到什么？
Yeshua HaMashiach was an Israelite.
我们的主耶稣基督就是犹太人。
Paul was an Israelite.
使徒保罗是犹太人。
The prophets were Israelites.
所有的先知都是犹太人。
Melech David, King David was an Israelite.
大卫王他们都是以色列人。
Zechariah was an Israelite.
撒迦利亚是以色列人。
Amos was an Israelite.
阿摩斯先知以色列人。
Micah was an Israelite.
弥迦以色列人。
Mary, her name is not Mary, it's Miriam.
玛利安也是。
It's Miriam, she was a Jew.
米利安也是犹太人。
The Holy Spirit came upon Miriam.
圣灵借着米利安来到，圣灵借着米利安也说话。
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 says.
以赛亚书七章二十四节。
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
主耶和华主必给亲自给你们一个兆头。
Behold, the Alma, the virgin shall conceive.
你们要看，必有童女怀孕生子。他要必有童女怀孕生儿子。
And his name shall be called Emmanuel.
他的名字必称为神与我们同在，以马内利。
You go to China, everybody saying Emmanuel, 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 Emmanuel.
我们到了中国，弟兄姊妹都说以马内利，用这个来彼此祝福。
Everybody saying Emmanuel.
我们请大家说以马内利。
Emmanueli, God with us, Emmanuel.
神与我们同在。
We must understand that everything came from the Jews.
我们必须知道，所有的这一切都是从犹太人来。
No nation of Israel, no salvation.
没有任何一个国家不是经过以色列来祝福。
No salvation, no 祝福。
没有
祝福。
没有救恩就没有祝福了。
That's why Yeshua said, "I did not come."To abolish, but to fulfill.
所以主耶稣说来不是要废弃，乃是要成全。
And he fulfilled it on the tree, on the cross.
所以主耶稣是在十字架上成全了。
Salvation came to you and I as a free gift.
救恩是一个免费的礼物，送给了我们每位。
By grace.
借着神恩典。
Let no man boast.
没有人可以在神面前夸口。
But it came at a heavy price.
但是这是神付了一个极重的代价。
And the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach cannot be taken for granted.
主耶稣基督的宝血不会被白白流。
And we have an inheritance.
我们在主里面有个极大的一个产业。
And the inheritance is for the one new man.
这个产业也是在这个一个新人之中。
The inheritance is God's plan.
这个产业也是在神的一个极大的计划当中。
God's order.
神的一个次序当中。
How do we celebrate the feast?
我们如何来庆祝神的节期？
Doesn't matter how. First, you need to know the why.
我们先不要谈如何来庆祝，首先来知道为什么要庆祝。
No why, there's no significance to the how.
如果没有不知道为什么，就不知道如何，为什么有必要有重要要来知道如何来庆祝。
It's not a religious ceremony.
并不是一个宗教的一个仪式庆祝。
Everybody heard about Cornelius.
大家听说过哥尼流。
Who knows that Cornelius was the first nation believer?
谁知道谁哥尼流是第一个外邦的这个信徒？
Do you know why he was the first nation believer?
你知道哥尼流为什么是一个第一个外邦信徒吗？
Because he was 2 meters tall.
因为他长两米高吗？
Because he had blue eyes.
因为他长只有绿眼睛好看。
Because he had blonde hair.
他有金头发吗？
不是。
他不是因为这些事情。
Because he blessed Israel.
因为哥尼流也祝福以色列了。
Because Cornelius blessed Israel, he was chosen to be the first nation believer.
因为哥尼流一直祝福以色列人，他也被神选定成为第一个外邦信徒。
I will bless those that bless Israel.
神的律法，我祝福那些祝福以色列的。
I will bless those that bless Israel.
神祝福那些祝福以色列的。
The first nation believer Cornelius.
第一个外邦的信徒哥尼流。
And what did he receive? What blessing?
哥尼流得到了什么样的祝福呢？
Not only did he receive salvation.
不光他得到了救恩。
But the Bible says,
圣经也说,
you and your household shall be saved.
你和你全家都必得救。
You and your household shall be saved.
你和你全家都要得救。
I proclaim today,
我今天来宣告,
in the name of Yeshua,
奉主耶稣的名,
that my household will be saved.
我的全家都要得救。
That your household will be saved.
你们的全家也都要得救。
That the blessing of Israel will be upon you.
神对以色列的祝福要临到我们。
Be with you.
要伴随我们
Because you're standing with Israel.
因为我们与以色列同在
Because you're praying for Israel.
因为我们为以色列祷告
Because you're spiritually Israel.
因为我们是属灵的以色列人
Because you're the one new man.
因为我们是一个新人
God is going to bless you.
神要祝福我们
You want your family members to be saved.
我们希望我们的家人都得救
You do what Cornelius did.
我们要得到哥尼流得到那样的祝福
You start blessing.
我们要得到哥尼流那样的祝福
And the祝福 is on the way.
祝福就在路上要降临到我们身上
Amen.
Amen.
God wants to bless us.
神希望祝福我们。
God wants to bless us.
神要祝福我们。
But he says you have to do it my way.
但神说我们要按照神所命定的方式来得祝福。
You have to seek first the kingdom of heaven.
我们要先求神的国，神的义。
And everything will be added to you.
我们所求的一切都要加给我们。
That's his order.
这是神的一个律法和规则。
That's why.
这是原因。
What did you receive from Israel?
我们要为神来付上什么样的以色列代价？我们要为我们的一切。
No Israel, no Yeshua HaMashiach.
没有以色列就没有耶稣基督了。
No Yeshua HaMashiach, no salvation.
没有耶稣就没有救恩。
No salvation, no New Jerusalem.
没有救恩就没有新耶路撒冷。
The Bible says by one man we fell, Adam, Adam.
圣经说使借着亚当一个人来到世界。
By one Adam, by one Adam, we are raised.
但是借着末后的亚当，后来的亚当，我们全都要复活了。
Yeshua HaMashiach.
耶稣基督就是那末后的亚当。
That's the fulfillment of Matthew 5:17.
那是马太福音五章十七节的应验。
That's the fulfillment.
那是神的一个应，神的一个应验。
That is the walking Torah.
那是一个活在地上一个真实神的话语，真实的一个律法。
We must understand that when we pray for Israel,
我们要理解我们为以色列祷告的时候
we're not here in Vancouver.
我们人并不是在家，并不是在温哥华了
just praying for the Jews.
我们不光是人站在温哥华为以色列来祷告
what are you praying about?
我们要祷告什么呢
I just came back from Beijing.
他刚从北京
Santon.
山东
南宁
福州
上海 And I see one thing in common.
他看到一个共同点
Everybody says they're praying for Israel.
每个人都要为以色列祷告。
But I ask him, what are you praying for?
他问那些中国人说，你们为以色列祷告是什么内容啊？
不是，
大家也不知道。
I don't know.
不知道祷告什么内容。
Then why are you praying?
那你不知道为什么，也不知道祷告什么，你们为什么祷告
my pastor told me to.
因为我的牧师告诉我要这么做。
Ask your pastor why he's praying for Israel.
那就让中国的弟兄姊妹问问你们牧师为什么要为以色列祷告啊
？Because the Bible says so, but you have to know why.
因为圣经这么说了，但是我们要知道为什么要为以色列祷告。
If we know what we're praying about, our prayer is going to be much more effective.
如果我们知道我为什么要这样祷告，我们的祷告会更有成效。
That's why before when I had the honor and the privilege for Pastor John to be invited here.
所以我有这个荣幸。周牧师、孙牧师来邀请了 Mr. Jeff 到我们教会来。
And we sat down in China together.
在中国的时候，他就跟周牧师、孙牧师见过面，一起交流过。
What was one of the first questions I asked you?
他是一开始他就问周牧师、孙牧师问问题。
Tell me about your congregation.
告诉我们家恩教会是什么样的呀
？Tell me about your ministry.
告诉我们家恩教会做的是什么样的事工侍奉啊
？Why?
为什么呀
？So I know what to pray about.
所以他就知道我们家恩教会在祷告些什么事情。
We have to know what are we praying about.
我们要知道我们在祷告求什么。
And our prayer will be much, much more effective.
然后我们的祷告才会更加的有成效。
Let's read this. Let's read this Bible verse.
我们要一起来读这些圣经的经文。
The reason I like to read Bible verses is because it makes Satan crazy.
我们读圣经的原因呢，是我们越宣告神的话，仇敌越完蛋，仇敌越受攻击。
预备起，
预备起。你和你的全家得救。至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We start proclaiming this.
我们要来一起来宣告这样的经文。
Releasing it.
我们来释放这样的经文。
Releasing kingdom.
释放神的国。
Releasing our priestly blessing.
释放我们的祷告被神来垂听和祝福。
Our inheritance as the Shinfu.
是来祷告释放我们作为心腹的这个产业。
Shinfu is an inheritance.
心腹是一个产业。
How many of us remember when the Pharisees told Yeshua?
多少人记得法利赛人问耶稣？
Can you tell your disciples to be quiet?
你法利赛人告诉耶稣，你可以告诉你的门徒闭嘴不吵吗
？I mean, I'm paraphrasing. I'm just telling you what in a paraphrase. What they
他只是把圣经的一些经文、圣经的一些话语引述出来，让大家来说、来知道。
And what did Yeshua answer them?
耶稣是怎么回答法利赛人的
？Even if I tell them to be quiet,
即使我告诉我的门徒安静闭口
，the very rocks will cry out.
这些石头也要呼喊起来。
Because Yeshua's name is written on Jerusalem.
因为耶稣的名字就写在耶路撒冷这些石头上。
He is the Word.
因为耶稣就是神的话。
We're going to have a look at some Bible scriptures and see how Yeshua's name is written in Israel. What he meant by that.
我们要查一些圣经经文来看到为什么耶稣的名字就写在圣经写在耶路撒冷里面。他这样说是什么意思
？Why he says to bless Israel.
为什么耶稣说要祝福以色列
？Because he is Israel.
因为耶稣就是以色列。
It's not about me.
这不是关于我。
It's not about you.
不是关于你。
It's all about him.
全是关于主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
It's all about Yeshua.
全都是关于主耶稣的。
Israel is all about Yeshua.
整个以色列都是关于耶稣的。
I was hungry.
我很饿。
And you gave me to eat.
你我饿的时候，你给我食物。
I was thirsty and you gave me drink.
我渴的时候，你给我水喝。
I was a stranger and you visited me.
我是陌生人的时候，你来探访我。
Master, Master, when did we do these things?
主啊，主啊，我们什么时候做过这样的事啊
？Truly, I tell you.
主耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们。
As you did unto my brethren.
你把这些事做在我最小的弟兄身上。
You did unto me.
你就做在我身上了。
Yeshua HaMashiach is equalizing himself with Israel.
主耶稣把自己等同于以色列。
As you did unto my brethren, you did unto me.
你把这些事情做在我最小的一个弟兄身上，就是做在我身上。
Why Israel?
为什么是以色列
？Because Yeshua is Israel.
为什么以色列？因为主耶稣就是以色列。
Because when you bless Israel, you're blessing Yeshua.
因为我们祝福以色列的时候，其实就是在祝福主耶稣。
You go to church, you say Chamei Tu.
因为我们到教会说赞美主。
Yes, 我爱你。
耶稣，我爱你。
Are you really Yes, 我爱你？
真的是在说耶稣爱你。
Are you really Yes, 我爱你？
我们真的在说耶稣爱你吗
？Are you really Chamei Tu？
我们真的是在赞美主吗
？Is your worship really going up to the heavenly realm？
我们的敬拜确实达到了天堂，达到神的境界吗
？Do you understand who Yeshua is？
我们真的知道耶稣是谁吗
？Do you understand what he meant by these Bible scriptures？
我们知道耶稣在圣经里所说的经文真正的含义吗
？Don't look at Israel as just a land。
我们不要把以色列只是看成一块土地。
Look through spiritual eyes。
用我们属灵的眼来观看以色列。
Look at the new Jerusalem。
要观看新的耶路撒冷。
Look at the new heaven。
看新天。
King David。
大卫王。
Was able to defeat Goliath。
大卫王有能力打败了哥利亚。
Not because he saw with his own eyes。
并不是因为大卫王用自己的眼睛看到自己能打赢。
Because he saw through God's eyes。
因为大卫王是借着神的眼来看征战。
He was able to defeat Goliath。
所以他就能打败哥利亚。
We are not able to do these things through our eyes.
我们用自己的眼光，靠自己的能力，没法做成这些事情。
We have to be like King David.
我们要像大卫王一样。
We have to see things through God's eyes.
我们要通过神的眼来看事情和问题。
And that Goliath will come falling down.
那个我们面前的巨人也像哥利亚一样要摔倒。
Every Goliath that's trying to hinder your blessing will fall.
每一个要阻拦我们得祝福的这些哥利亚巨人全要倒下。
And believe me, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
相信我，他们越高摔得越狠。
Amen. That's what it's all about. People say, Pastor, I've got spiritual warfare.
所以好多人说，是说牧师啊，我现在在属灵征战里。
I need healing.
我需要被医治。
I want to get married.
我想找对象。
I want my business to prosper.
我想我的生意赚点钱。
I want to be in full-time ministry.
我想全时间做侍奉。
I want to buy a building.
我想买房子。
I want and I want and I want and I want and I want.
我要太多东西了。
Start doing things God's way.
开始来转变，用神的方法来做事，然后来看神的祝福是如何释放到你身上，来看看神祝福哥林流那样的祝福怎样来降临到我们身上。
I believe,
我相信
with all my heart,
我全心相信。
With all my soul.
全我
And with all my might.
我整个的全心全意全灵。
My family members are going to be saved.
我的全家庭全家族都要得救。
Because I'm holding on the promise of Yeshua.
因为我抓住神的应许。
I'm holding on the blessing of Yeshua.
我抓住神给我们的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what you need to do.
这也是我们每个人要做的。
You need to proclaim it.
我们要每天来宣告。
You need to own it.
我们要来拥有。
It belongs to you.
这些应许和祝福属于我们。
He paid for it on the cross.
神已经在十字架上付了这些代价。
He paid for it on the cross.
神在十字架上付出了这样的代价。
Let's read Matthew 25.
我们来读马太二十五章。
35 to 40.
三十五到四十节，大家一起。因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿？”又什么时候见你病了或是在监里来看你呢？王要回答说：我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
As you did unto my brethren,
当你们坐在弟兄身上时，
you did unto me.
你们就坐在主身上了。
There's no doubt about it that the brethren are speaking about the Jews.
这里没有任何的疑惑，这些所谓的弟兄身上就是犹太人了。
Amen.
Amen.
As you did unto my brother, you did unto me.
你们坐在犹太人身上，就是坐在主身上。
Where do you think Yeshua was quoting from?
大家想，耶稣这段话是从哪里引述出来的？
You think he was quoting from the Greek manuscripts?
你想他是从那个什么希腊哲学家那里想出这句话的？
He was quoting from Genesis.
他是从创世纪中引出了这句话。
I will bless those that bless Israel.
这是上帝当年对亚伯拉罕的应许。
And I will curse those that curse Israel.
祝福以色列的，我祝福他；咒诅以色列的，我咒诅他。
All his parables.
所有主耶稣的这些比喻。
All his ministry.
所有主耶稣的这些侍奉。
He's always quoting from the Torah.
全都是从神的话，从陀拉中引出来。
And you can just connect the Bible verses together and see the whole picture.
你可以把圣经那些经文连在一起，看到一个很大的图画。
We can understand why.The enemy is trying to cancel the Torah.
所以我们可以理解为什么仇敌一直想把神的话、把陀拉、神的律法废掉。
Because if you cancel the Torah, if you cancel the gospel.
因为仇敌只要毁掉了或者删除了律法书、删除了神的话，就把整个新约圣经神的话给取消了。
And if we want to understand Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
然后我们就无法来理解马太、路加、马可、约翰四部福音了。
Book of Revelation.
更不能理解启示录了。
Book of Zechariah.
也不法理解撒迦利亚书了。
Book of Daniel.
但以理书。
We must find the foundation in the Torah.
我们要找到陀拉神律法书里的根源。
And that's exactly why the enemy is trying to cancel.
这就是仇敌主要在攻击想要毁灭的。
But praise Yeshua for Matthew 5:17. We praise his name for that.
感谢主，为了马太福音五章十七节这一段，我们来感谢上帝。
You remember that you were once separated from God?
大家记得吗？我们曾经与神隔绝了。
From the commonwealth of Israel?
我们从以色列的诸约中完全被隔绝了。
What's the commonwealth of Israel?
从以色列的像联邦，从以色列的这个大集体中被隔绝。
I'll never forget. I sat in Beijing with some businessmen.
他在北京才见到一个有做生意的。
And I asked him, "What's the commonwealth of Israel?"
他说以色列的这个诸约，以色列的这个大的以色列这个是什么呢
？And they said, "We want to do business in Israel, diamonds."
啊，这个生意人说，我想跟以色列人卖点钻石生意。
That's not the commonwealth of Israel.
这个并不是说跟以色列做生意，跟以色列有联盟联邦的意思。
The commonwealth of Israel is salvation.
跟以色列在一起的所谓的这个联邦，
It's Yeshua.
跟以色列在一起的这个
It's eternal life.
共同利益体，
It's the one new man.
是一个新人，是祝福，是永生，是救恩。
Amen. Do you remember that you were once separated from Yeshua?
大家记得吗？我们曾经都是跟以色列被跟主耶稣被隔绝的。
I remember.
我自己记得。
And I praise His name that I'm not separated anymore.
我感谢神的名，因为我现在不再与上帝隔绝了。
But we must not forget where our commonwealth came from.
但我们要知道，我们成为神家里、成为神产业的一部分是怎么来的。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12.
以弗所书二章十二节。
Remember that you were once separated from Yeshua.
那是你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外。
Excluded.
你们是被隔绝在外的。
From the commonwealth of Israel.
你们是在以色列国民和诸约以外啊。
Strangers to the covenant.
我们是神约定的外邦人，约的外人。
Having no hope.
我们没有指望。
No hope.
没有指望。
Why does it say covenant there?
为什么这里说神的约呢？
I thought Yeshua brought in the new covenant.
我觉得神是带来一个新约呀。
In the book of Jeremiah, and we don't have to go there, I'm just speaking about it, paraphrasing.
他只是引述一段耶利米书的经文。
Verses 31 to 34.
31章三。
It says the new covenant.
耶利米书里说新约。
With the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
是人要与犹大家和以色列家再立新约。
God says not the covenant that you broke.
不是说你们当年已经毁掉的那个旧约。
You see, God doesn't break covenants.
神并不毁约。
Man breaks covenants.
人一直在毁约。
And therefore, the new covenant includes all the covenants because he fulfilled it.
所以新约包含了神一切的约，因为新约是所有约的一个成全成就。
And that's why this Bible verse says.
所以圣经经文这么写。
Covenants plural and not covenant.
所以圣经那段经文，那段神的约是用的是复数，是神的诸约，神的众约。
Once again, speaking about Matthew 5, I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
又一次，他要提起是马太福音，神来不是要废除，不是要废弃，乃是要成就。
He says in Jeremiah, and Jeremiah, you broke the covenant, not me. I don't break covenants.
神在耶利米书说了，你们这些人毁了约，神并没有毁约。
I fulfill covenants.
神在成就约。
And the strangers now become partakers of Israel.
那些原来在约上的外邦人，现在成了约中的人。
Now, if I was to ask you today, and I'll do this because my preaching is a little bit different.
我今天要问大家，虽然他知道他今天的讲道跟平时很有很多不同。
I can't really do it in China.
他没有完全是在中国这么做。
Because in China, nobody raises their hand.
因为在中国没人举手。
Nobody answers any questions.
在中国没有人回应，没有人在下面回答问题。
But you sit with them for dinner, they have 1,000 questions.
那如果你跟中国人一起吃饭，他们就一直提问题，提1,000个问题。
But they'll never have a question in church.
但是在教会里，中国人都不提问题。
If I was to ask you how many Gentile believers do we have here today?
如果我今天问我们这里有多少外邦基督徒
？Who's a Gentile believer? Raise your hand.
谁是外邦信徒，请举手。谁是外邦信徒，就是非以色列的信徒，请举手。
Do you know what the word Gentile means?
大家知道外邦人这个什么意思吗
？It means out of covenant.
外邦人的意思就是在约以外的人。
So when you say I'm a Gentile believer, you're saying I'm an out of covenant believer.
如果我说我是个外邦信徒，那就是也就是在说我是在神的约以外的信徒。
That's impossible. You're a new covenant believer.
我们那不可能，我们是新约信徒啊。
You're no longer Gentiles.
我们不再是外邦人了。
You're no longer strangers.
我们不再是外人了。
You're part of the commonwealth of Israel.
我们是神以色列大家族中的一员了。
And that's what it's talking about.
这就是神所说的事。
You need to understand why Israel, that you're Israel.
我们要知道为什么是以色列，因为我们也是以色列一员了。
Once you were strangers.
曾经我们都是外人。
Once you were Gentiles.
曾经我们是外邦人。
But now you're new covenant believers.
现在我们是新约信徒。
Spiritually Israel forever.
我们是永远在灵里做以色列人的。
Partakers of the commonwealth of Israel.
我们是永远成了以色列诸约的一个继承人，约里的人了。
This is now you understand why we had a problem with the translation.
现在你们知道为什么我们这个知道我们为什么翻译上一直出问题。
You're going to have a lot of problems when you encounter Israel.
因为我们一提到以色列上就会出现很多问题。
Why?
为什么一提以色列就出问题
？You think the enemy doesn't know the Bible?
你知道仇敌不懂圣经吗
？He knows the Bible.
仇敌非常懂圣经。
He knows his days are numbered.
仇敌知道他的日子屈指可数了。
He knows he's going to the lake of fire.
仇敌知道他就要下火湖地狱了。
He knows when you obtain the message of Israel.
仇敌知道一旦我们接受了以色列的信息
，You will never be the same again.
我们就再也不会像以前一样了。
Your life will be transformed.
我们整个生命会被更新改变。
Your life will be changed.
我们的生命要被改变。
Your life will be blessed.
我们的生命要蒙受祝福。
He doesn't want you to be blessed.
仇敌不想我们得祝福。
And he certainly doesn't want the gospel to go back to Jerusalem.
仇敌更不想让福音回耶路撒冷。
So therefore, he tries to hinder, block, and destroy.
所以仇敌一直是想拦阻、阻碍，要毁灭。
If somebody told me, I have a friend that went to preach in Arizona, friend from Israel.
如果有人说
，a brother from Israel.
如果有人说一个犹太的一个信徒一个弟兄
and I asked him, did you have any spiritual warfare?
他就问那个犹太弟兄说你有这些属灵征战的这些经历属灵征战吗
and he said yes
那个弟兄说有
I said amen
他说是肯定会有。
Because if you don't have spiritual warfare, there's something wrong.
如果我们作为犹太弟兄，我们去到各地传福音，如果没不经历属灵征战，那就不对了，就不正常了。
You may be delivering the wrong message.
我们可能是说了一个无关紧要或者不对的一个信息。
Doesn't the Bible say that blessed are those who are persecuted for Yeshua's name?
因为圣经也说那些为主的名来受逼迫的要是蒙祝福。
Doesn't the Bible say if they did it to me, they'll do it to you?
圣经也说那主耶稣说那些人是如何逼迫我，将来要逼迫你们。
We should not be afraid of persecution.
我们不要怕被逼迫。
We should say hallelujah.
我们受逼迫时要说哈利路亚赞美主。
This is why Yaakov, James.
这是为什么雅各、约翰。
The half brother of Yeshua.
这是约是主耶稣的那个同。属于同母的异父异父的那个弟弟。
Consider all your trials joy.
他说，在一切的患难中要喜乐。
Paul the apostle said, "Rejoice always."
然后保罗说要常常喜乐。
What do you think is going to happen?
大家想我们将来要经历什么事啊
？We are all together in this beautiful revival to bring the gospel back to Jerusalem.
我们所有人都聚集在一起，在这个大的活动，要把大的复兴活动中，把福音带回耶路撒冷的大活动之中。
And yes, it's God's master plan.
是的，这确实是神的一个伟大计划。
But if we think the enemy is going to say, "Oh, 没问题 no problem."
但如果我们想仇敌会打开大门说没问题，来吧，随便你们。
You want to bring the gospel back to Jerusalem? Go ahead. I'll buy you some flowers on the way.
仇敌说行啊，你们要回耶路撒冷传福音，来吧，我送你们点花，随便来。
He is going to do everything he can to stop the message.
仇敌要用各种各样的方法来阻拦我们这么做。
To hinder the message.
是要阻拦我们的信息。
We just came back from China. I shared this before, and we were in a congregation, and the lights just went out. The lights went out.
他上次他从中国，他在中国讲道的时候，在会中之中正在讲道，整个教堂就停电了。
Everybody, open your iPhones.
每个人把手机打开，把 iPhone 打开，把手机上的那个电棒打开。
We're going to preach.
我们冒黑摸黑也要讲道。
We're not going to stop because the light went out.
天黑了，没电了，我们一样要讲道。
And 5 minutes later, the lights went on.
5分钟之后，电就恢复了。
Because the darkness cannot bear the light.
因为黑暗不能压制光明。
We must not stop, no matter what.
我们无论发生什么事，我们不会被阻止。
Lights out, roof falls, flat tires, doesn't matter what, we continue.
停电呢，汽车被扎轮胎了，甚至房顶塌了都没事，我们还要继续传。
And if we continue, we have victory.
如果我们继续持守，我们就要赢得胜利。
What did you receive from Israel?
我们从以色列得到什么？
Salvation.
救恩。
You know, in Israel today, and I'm sure that my sister here can probably confirm it.
大家知道以色列现在发生的情况，就姊妹可能会来确认她说的情况。
It's very hard to find factory workers.
现在以色列很难能找到打工的上班的那个工人了。
You have to bring them from overseas.
你把一切都要靠外国进口了。
Why is that?
为什么什么都要依靠进口了？
Because all the Jews want to be managers.
因为所有的这些犹太人都想当监工，都想当老板。
Every single Jew wants to be a manager.
每个犹太人都想当老板，都想当经理。
But you ever ask yourself why?
大家问为什么吗？
Because they were slaves for 400 years.
因为他们
400 years.
因为400年他们当奴隶。
They had enough.
他们已经干活干累了。
They suffered enough.
他们受苦受够了。
They don't want to suffer anymore. They want to be managers.
他们再也不想受苦受累了，他们就想当管理员、当经理了。
You see, the Jews did all the dirty work.
你说大家看到犹太人原来干这些粗活累活干够了。
They had to be slaves.
他们以前当奴隶当够了。
They had to go through the desert.
他们以前必须要从旷野里走过去。
They had to go to Mount Sinai.
他们以前要走到西乃山去。
They did everything so you can get the blessing.
因为犹太人做了。是当年付了那么大代价，我们今天才能得祝福。
You got the 祝福。
我们得到祝福了。
On a golden platter.
在一个金盘子上得了祝福了。
They went through all the dirt.
整个以色列人为我们开荒、开货、开山劈石，经过那么多的痛苦。
All the Holocaust.
所有的那些历代的大屠杀和征战。
Everything the Jews had to suffer in order to bring the gospel to you.
犹太人世世代代受苦难，为了我们今天能够得到这个金盘子里装的祝福。
What freed the Jews from bondage in Egypt?
是什么使以色列人从埃及的奴仆之中拯救出来？
It was the blood on the lintels of the doorposts.
那是我们抹在墙、抹在门框上的羔羊的血，使他们得释放的。
The blood of the lamb.
是羔羊的血。
It was a foreshadow.
那是一个预表。
Everything in the Old Testament is a shadow of the new.
所有旧约的事情都是对新约的预表。
The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes.
圣经在那个 传道书里
chapter 1 verse 9
传道书第一章第九节
that there's nothing new under the sun
日光之下无新事
everything that was will happen again
凡是有的是将来还会再有
that's why the Old Testament's a shadow of the new
所以整个的旧约都是新约的一个预表
but we have to notice something in the story of Egypt
但是我们在以色列历史中学一个功课
if a house of Israel
如果以色列家
would not apply the bloodOf the lamb on the doorposts.
当年如果他们不在门框门楣上涂羊的血
what would happen to them?
他们会发生什么事
they would not be spared.
他们不会被不会被不会被神赦免不会被神那天灭命天使不会饶过他们
if an Egyptian household,
即使是一个即使是埃及人
would have put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts.
如果即使一个埃及人他们把血涂在自己门框上
Their household would have been spared.
他们的家庭就会被神灭命天使越过去被神给饶命。
Because it's not about being Jewish.
这不是关于你是犹太血统的事情。
It's about applying the blood of the lintels on the doorposts of our heart.
这是关于我们要在自己的心门上也涂上羔羊的血。
It's always been a one new man concept.
这是一直圣经里都有这个一个新人这个概念。
From the beginning, that God's master plan.
从最开始神就有这个伟大计划。
That Israel and the nations are one.
以色列跟外邦跟列邦成为一个新人。
If they apply the blood.
如果他们在身上涂了什么呢？
Now why were they to apply the blood on the doorposts?
为什么他们在门框门楣上刷羊血呢？
Why not on the floor in the entrance?
为什么不在进门的地方涂在马路上涂在地上？
Because we're not supposed to trample on the blood of Yeshua.
因为我们不能践踏主耶稣的宝血。
We're not supposed to take the blood of Yeshua for granted.
我们不能白白的浪费主耶稣的血，不能轻看神的血。
That's one reason.
这是其中一个原因。
The second reason, if you look at the doorpost.
第二个原因，我们来看门框。
One, two, three.
看门框上面有三个边。
It's a beautiful picture of Yeshua on the cross.
这是主耶稣在十字架上一个完美的一个图画。
The Lamb of God.
主神的羔羊。
I'm not taking you on rabbit trails.
我不是把他们把我们带到一个新的一个什么理论。
I want to show you that every single concept in the Bible, no matter how you look at it, you reach the conclusion of the one new man.
他只是给我们展示圣经中这些真理，无论我们从哪个角度看，最后都得到一个结论，是一个神一个新人的这个大的计划。
So because of this,
因为这样。
And because the Jews all want to be managers,
因为这些犹太人都想当领导，都想当经理。因为他们都累了，不想干活了。
And because they're the ones who brought in salvation through Yeshua, of course.
因为犹太人借着他们生出主耶稣带来了救恩。
The Bible said that the nations have a debt to Israel.
所以圣经说我们列国都欠了犹太人的账。
Part of the debt is praying for Israel.
其中一个账就是我们该为以色列付祷告代价。
Blessing Israel by prayer.By finances, but most of all by unity.
要为以色列来祷告，为以色列来资金奉献，但更重要的是要与以色列来认同合一。
If you want to throw your blessing to Israel only by finances, then you're wasting your time.
如果大家想我只给以色列捐点钱就行了，那你是在浪费时间。
There has to be unity.
必须要有合一。
We must stand together as the one new man.
我们要与以色列一同站立，成为一个新人。
And that is the true 心腹。
那才是一个真实的心腹。
That is the true bride.
那是真的心腹。
That is the true priest.
真的祭司。
That's the true message.
那是神的一个真的一个信息。
It's all about the one new man.
全是关于一个新人。
It always has been and it always will be.
一直神的心意是这样，将来神的心意还是这样。
But God has order.
但神有他的次序。
And the order is first from Israel.
次序第一是先从以色列开始。
To the nations.
到列邦。
And now it's time to bring the gospel from the nations back to Israel.
但现在到了时候是要从列邦把这个福音再重新传回以色列。
In the book of Romans,
罗马书
chapter 15,
十五章
verse 25 to 27, we read about the debt to Israel.
二十五到二十七节，我们读到对以色列欠的账。但现在我往耶路撒冷去供给圣徒，因为马其顿和亚该亚人乐意凑出捐项。给耶路撒冷圣徒中的穷人，这固然是他们乐意的，其实也算是所欠的债。因外邦人既然在他们属灵的好处上有份，就当把养生之物供给他们。
Amen. There's a debt to Israel, the Bible says.
圣经说我们对以色列有个欠账。
The debt is because of salvation.
这个欠账是因为救恩救赎而来。
Paul the apostle.
保罗使徒。
Rabbi Shaul,
使徒保罗
said, you know, somebody said, told me that Paul's name was Saul, and it was changed from Saul to Paul.
有人对他说，保罗原名叫扫罗，他把扫罗改成保罗了。
Who changed his name?
谁把扫罗改名了？
Did God change his name?
是神改的名吗？
不是。
不是神改的名。
His name is always Shaul.
他的名字一直就是这个扫乌。
And it'll always stay Shaul.
他的名字一直是扫乌。
Translation is Paul.
翻译上翻译为保罗。
But it's not Saul. Paul became Saul. Paul is a Rabbi Shaul, and he will stay Rabbi Shaul.
因为不是神改了名，他的名字就是翻译成的，就是扫罗就是保罗，保罗就是扫罗，他是原来也是一个拉比。
So if anybody tells you that his name was Saul Paul, just ask him one simple question.
如果有人跟你说扫罗保罗扫罗保罗，你问他一个问题。
Can you please show me that in the Bible?
在圣经中帮我找出这个事来。
And he won't be able to.
他找不出来。
For the simple reason.
因为有一个原因。
It's not in the Bible.
圣经也没这么写过。
So it's very important that we follow the word of God and not what people say.
所以很重要，我们自己要读神的话，不要听别人怎么说。
Because they're trying to get us out of the message of Israel.
因为人想要把我们从以色列的这些经文中带出来。
Trying to turn Paul into something that he's not.
想要把保罗，使徒保罗变成一个他本来不是的一个人。
Now, what is the name of Jesus in Hebrew?
主耶稣在希伯来里的名字是什么？
Yeshua.
Yeshua.
And what does Yeshua mean?
Yeshua 是一个名字，什么意思？
Means salvation.
这个名字就是救赎的意思。
Now let's open our Bibles to John chapter 4, verse 22.
请大家看约翰福音四章二十二节。
We'll read it in Chinese and then we'll read it in Hebrew.
先读中文，然后再读英文。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
You worship what you do not know.
大家可以读英文的，可以跟他读。
We worship what we know.
For salvation is from the Jews.
For salvation is from the Jews. Now, what is it really? Okay, you worship what you do not know.
你们拜你们不知道的。
We worship what we know.
我们拜我们所知道的。
For salvation is from the Jews.
因为救恩从犹太人来。
Now let's read it in Hebrew.
我们现在用希伯来文来读。
You worship what you do not know.
You worship what you do not know.
We worship what we know.
We worship what we know.
For Yeshua is from the Jews.
因为耶稣就是从犹太人而来的。
It's not saying salvation is from the Jews like me. It's saying it's from Yeshua.
这里不光是说救恩，这里说救恩其实就是耶稣的名字。
You see how powerful it is?
所以大家看到其中有多大的能力吗？
Salvation is from Yeshua.
救恩就是从耶稣而来。
It gives a whole different concept.
这给我们很多新的观念。
A whole different understanding.
给我们很多新的理解。
A whole different revelation.
新的启示和亮光。
Every time they ask me to share the message of Israel.
每次他跟以色列有人请他来分享以色列的信息。
You, I didn't ask because Holy Spirit said.
我们倒没有这么要求的，但是圣灵告诉他这分享这些。
But usually I ask.
但有的时候他就问。
I say, Are you sure?
说你们确定吗？要听以色列信息吗？
Because if you accept the blessing of Israel, you're going to be blessed.
如果你们接受以色列的祝福，你们就会被祝福。
If you reject the message of Israel,
如果你们拒绝关于以色列的信息，
you're going to have a problem because
你们要有问题了。
When you know something, you're more accountable to it for it.
那如果因为你们知道，你又不去行的，就出问题了。
This is what Paul the apostle spoke about.
所以使徒保罗就说这个。
In Romans chapter 1,
在罗马一章
verse 16 and 17,
十六节十七节
Paul says,
保罗说
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
我不以福音为耻
For it is the power unto salvation.
因为救人本是神的大能
To everyone that believes.
所有这些信的人
To the Jew first.
从犹太开始
And then to the Greek.
然后去希腊
But not to the Jew better.
这并不是犹太人比希腊人更好有哪里好
To the Jew first does not mean to the Jew better.
先给犹太人，但不是认为犹太人更好。
On the contrary,
在相反呢
？The Bible says because the Jews received first,
圣经说因为犹太人先领受
，they will be judged first.
他们要先被神审判。
You see, when you have knowledge of something, you're more accountable for it.
所以神的律法是，当我们越多知道，我们越多要为这些事来付代价、负责任。
All the Jews they like to say after the, I'm not ashamed of the gospel to the Jew first.
好多犹太人。他作为犹太人，他说：“我作为犹太人，我不以福音为耻。”
What does it mean to the Jew first?
这是什么意思？
It means that the gospel came from the Jews.
这是也证明 这说明福音从犹太人开始。
Because Yeshua was an Israelite.
因为耶稣就是犹太人。
And the Jews rejected the gospel.
犹太人却弃绝了福音。
And they'll be accountable for it.
犹太人就要为这个弃绝负责任了。
To the Jew first does not mean to the Jew better.
先给犹太人福音不代表犹太人更好。
God is a just God.
神是公义的神。
A fair God.
神是公平的神。
A God of mercy.
神是慈爱的。
A God of love.
神也是爱的神。
A God of second and third chances.
神给我们第二次第三次机会
but he's also a God of order
但神也是有秩序
and he has his order
神有他的秩序和命令
from Israel first to the nations
从以色列开始再到列邦
and now the nations repay the debt by bringing the gospel back
列邦要还债把这个福音 还带回给以色列
Amen?
Amen
Let's have a look at the book of Obadiah
我们来看俄巴底亚书
Obadiah chapter 1 verse 15
一章十五节耶和华降罚的日子临近万国你怎样行他也必照样向你行你的报应必归到你头上
As you have done to Israel
这样像神对以色列所行的一样
It will be done to you
神怎样对以色列也要怎样对我们
To me it sounds like
对我来说
Genesis 12:3
对我来说，这好像是以创世纪五章十五章三节的地方。
I will bless those that bless Israel.
我祝福那些祝福以色列的。
Obadiah 1:15, as you have done to Israel, will be done to you.
俄巴底亚里说，你们怎么对犹太人，神就怎么样来对你们。
But this is the grace is over here.
但是这里是神有极大的一个恩典恩宠。
We are under grace.
我们就是恩典。
The Jews are under grace.
犹太人需要这样的恩典。
But grace will come to an end.
但是恩典时代总会有结束的一天。
And great judgment will come.
神的大审判总有一天要来到。
And those who went against Israel.
那些一直抵挡以色列的。
Or said the cross is enough.
或者说十字架这些事已经够了。
Or said I don't need the Torah.
或者有些人说我不再需要神的律法了。
Their own dealings will fall upon their own head.
他们自己所搬的石头要砸在自己脚上。
Obadiah chapter 1 verse 15. These are very powerful Bible verses.
厄巴底亚书一章十五节是很有力的一章经文。
They're often not read.
很多时候大家都不读这一节。
You can go to church for 30 years, you'll never see this Bible verse.
我们讲教会可能听到三十年没有听过人讲过这一节。
Nobody likes to talk about these Bible verses.
再也没有人在教会里公开全讲这些经文了。
They're not convenient.
这些经文让大家不舒服。
When you're sitting in your chair and you read these Bible verses.You kind of start to move like this, you know. It's not convenient.
如果我们坐在教会椅子上听牧师讲这些词，讲这样的道，我们觉得并不舒服。
They're not convenient Bible verses.
这些不是使人很愉悦的那些经文。
But they're true Bible verses.
但确实是经文里真实的神的话。
And the truth can do one thing.
真理只能做一件事。
Set you free.
真理使我们得自由。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's give a praise.
我们来赞美神。
Set you free.
真理要使我们进入自由。
So we need to read the whole Bible.
我们要读整卷圣经。
I read an interesting book last week.
上周读了一个很有趣的书。
It's called The Bible is Not a Menu.
那个书名字叫《圣经不是个使用说明书》。
It's not a restaurant.
圣经不是个菜单。
You can't just choose any Bible verse you want because you like it.
你不能像点菜一样在圣经里点，哇，我就喜欢这道菜，我喜欢这个经文。
We have to read the whole Bible.
我们要把整卷圣经都读到。
In the correct context.
用一个正确的方式，正确的含义。
If we're true to ourselves.
如果我们对真实的对待自己。
And really true to Yeshua.
如果我们真实的来面对耶稣。
And really want to be sanctified to become the bride.
我们真实是想被主耶稣洁净，成为主耶稣的心腹。
This is what it means.
这就是我们所要做的。
What did Yeshua mean when he said, "If anyone wishes to follow me"?
为什么主耶稣这么说？若有人要跟从我。
He must pick up his cross.
他必须要背起自己的十字架。
And deny himself.
来制服己心。
That's what he meant.
这是主耶稣所说的。
You must be a follower of Yeshua HaMashiach.
我们必须是主耶稣的一个跟随者。
Sanctification.
被主耶稣来洁净。
Preparation for the bride.
做一个心腹的预备。
Is it possible that someone can be a shinfu without Israel?
有可能吗？有些人不需要以色列就自己成为心腹了。
It's not possible.
不可能的。
I'll never forget I was in Boston.
我永远不会忘记有一次我在波士顿。
I went to a church, the church was named the Bride.
那个教会名字叫新妇教会。
I asked him, what do you know about Israel?
然后他问那个教会人，你们对以色列了解多少？
nothing.
那个教会一点也不知道以色列。
We know nothing about Israel.
我们从来不知道以色列。
But your church is called the bride.
但你们教会起个名叫新妇教会。
How can you be the bride without Israel?
你们不知道以色列，不连接以色列，怎么做新妇？怎么可能成为新妇
？I love the name of this church.
我喜欢我们教会加恩教会的名字。
Amazing Grace.
加恩教会。
Because only the amazing grace.
因为只有神，因为只有神奇妙的这样的美善的恩典才能预备新妇。
Only God's love.
只有神的爱。
Only God's word.
只有神的话。
Only being humble.
只有在神面前谦卑。
Only sharing love.
只有分享爱。
It's not an easy message for me today.
今天对我来说不是一个简单的信息。
But if I love you,
那如果我爱你们，
I must share this with you.
我必须要跟你们讲这些。
No matter how difficult it is.
无论这些信息有多难。
Because true love is Jesus Yeshua.
因为真的爱就是耶稣基督自己。
And I can't give you a chocolate message because it wouldn't be right.
因为我没法给你一个把这个信息缩减过的，因为那些信息就不对了。
But I can't tell you that the true message will bring the chocolate.
但我说。这些真的信息会带来祝福，带来巧克力一样甜美的感觉。
Amen. Do not abuse God's inheritance.
不要污秽，也不要玷污神给我们的产业。
What does it mean not to abuse God's inheritance?
这句话什么意思啊？
It means that you're saved by grace.
这是意思是我们借着神的恩典得救了。
Look, make no mistake.
请大家不要有理解错误。
If someone calls on the name of Yeshua, he's saved.
凡呼求神主名的就必得救。
If he believes that Yeshua rose from the dead,
有人相信主耶稣从死里复活。
If he repents,
他真正悔改了。
He's saved.
他就得救了。
But there's a big difference between saved and 新妇。
但是只是得救和成为新妇之间有很大不同。
新妇 has to get to know the bride, the groom.
新妇必须要真实的认识自己的新郎。
It's not a salvation issue.
这并不是一个救恩问题。
It's a 新妇 issue.
这是一个新妇问题。
You know that Bible verse in the book of Luke chapter 13?
在路加福音十三章有一个经文。
Verse 27.
第二十七节。
It says, "Depart from me, I never knew you."
主耶稣说，离开我吧，我从来不认识你们。
Many have said that Bible verse is talking about non-believers.
好多人说那些经文在讲那些不信的人。
It's talking about believers.
那个经文讲的就是我们这些信主的人。
You have to understand what the Hebrew text says about the word no.
我们必须要知道希伯来文中这个认识这个词什么意思。
The word no there is not like I know you and you know me.
希伯来文里的这个认识并不是说我认识你，你认识我。
The word there is Adam yada et Chava. Adam knew his wife.
他这里这个认识就像亚当认识夏娃，亚当跟夏娃之间这种这么亲密的关系才叫认识。
It's speaking about an intimate relationship.
其中讲到的是一个非常亲密的关系。
And God is saying in Luke chapter 13 verse 27.
主耶稣在路加福音十三章二十七节说
：“Depart from me，
离开我吧。
I never knew you，
我从来不认识你们。
You're not a 新妇，
你不是新妇。
You don't have a relationship，
你跟我之间没有亲密的关系。
Israel brought in the salvation through Yeshua，
以色列借着耶稣带来了救恩。
The relationship of the bride is between his people and him。”
新妇是在主耶稣和他的人、他的子民之间的关系。
Not everybody that's saved is a 新妇。
并不是每一个蒙恩得救的人都是新妇。
You want to be a 新妇？
大家想做一个新妇吗
？You have to die in Messiah Yeshua daily.
你必须要每天跟主耶稣一起，同时跟主耶稣紧密连接。
You want to be 新妇？
要成为新妇吗
？You start putting Israel everywhere.
你要首先把以色列放在自己生命的各个层面。
Because Israel is everywhere.
因为以色列在各个层面里。
If you take Israel out of the Bible, you might as well put your Bible in a warehouse.
如果你把以色列从圣经里拿出去，那你最好把圣经也放在你的仓库里吧。
Because we get grafted into Israel, I'll be talking about that later.
因为我们没法把以色列跟圣经割裂。
We're not there yet. We're still in the why.
我们现在还是在讲为什么是以色列，还没讲到如何为以色列祷告呢。
Amen. Don't abuse the inheritance.
不要来。轻弃弃绝自己的产业。
You rejoice over the inheritance.
我们为自己的产业来欢喜快乐。
When a person is saved,
当一个人得救了
，and he takes Israel out of his salvation.
然后那个人把以色列从自己的救恩中给拿出去了。
And he sings amazing grace.
然后他就说啊，天天唱奇异的。
And all the hymns.
唱所有的那样的赞美诗。
And he abuses the inheritance by not blessing the inheritance, by not being grafted into the inheritance.
然后他一直轻看、弃绝自己跟以色列之间的连接跟产业。
God is not happy about that.
神并不喜悦这样。
Ezekiel chapter 35, verse 15.
以西结书三十五章十五节。
Do not rejoice over the inheritance and abuse God's grace.
Okay. 不要轻弃以色列，也不要因为以色列的荒凉你们喜乐。你怎样因以色列家的地业荒凉而喜乐，我必照你所行的待你。希尔山呢，你和以东全地都必荒凉，你们就知道我是耶和华。
Amen. God is telling us through His Word, the believers. This is talking to believers here.
神借着他的话在对我们说，这是对这些信徒们说的。
Don't abuse God's grace.
不要滥用，不要轻弃神恩惠恩典。
Because grace will come to an end.
因为有一天恩典时代要结束。
Now it's the time to prepare.
现在就是那个预备时刻了。
Now it's the time to get the commonwealth of Israel to be grafted into Israel.
现在就是要我们成为以色列大家族成员中的一员的时候了。
Now is the time to repay the debt.
现在就是我们该还以色列账的时候了。
To pray for Israel.
来为以色列祷告的时候了。
I said that the Bible says that to the Jew first does not mean to the Jew better.
他刚才讲过，福音先给以色列人，并不是意味着以色列人好。
And I think it's important that we read that Bible verse.
但是很重要，他觉得很希望我们大家一起来读这段经文。
Romans chapter 2 verse 9 to 11 speaks about that.
罗马书二章九到十一节在讲这件事。
Romans chapter 2, we're looking at verses 9 to 11.
罗马书的二章九到十一节，将患难困苦加给一切作恶的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，却将荣耀、尊贵、平安加给一切行善的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神不偏待人。
So we see right there to the Jew first.
所以在这里说到从犹太人开始。
That's why it's so important.For the nations to pray for Israel.
所以我们作为列外邦列国，我们要为以色列祷告。
To be partakers of Israel.
我们要成为以色列中的一员，参与其中。
Because there'll come a time where the Jew will be judged first for his rejection.
因为有一天要到，以色列要再次被他们为他们弃绝神而受审判。
And the Bible is clear that God blinded Israel in part.
所以圣经也说了，神蒙蔽了以色列人的眼睛。
In order so you can get salvation.
使得我们这些外邦人能得福音。
Because if the Jews would not be blinded,
如果犹太人不是眼睛被蒙蔽，
the gospel would not have gone to the nations.
福音就不会先传到外邦去了。
And you would not have obtained salvation.
我们今天就没有机会得到救恩了。
But when God says, please remember what I did.
但神说，请记得我所做的。
Please don't forget.
请别忘记。
Please return the gospel to Israel.
请把福音带回耶路撒冷。
For salvation came from Yeshua.
因为救恩从耶稣而来。
Why Israel?
为什么以色列？
Because everything is about Yeshua and He's Israel.
因为一切都是关于耶稣的，而耶稣就是以色列。
Even if I tell my disciples to be quiet,
即使我告诉我的门徒们住嘴，
the very rocks will cry out my name.
就是这些石头也要为我呼喊起来。
His name is all over Jerusalem.
主耶稣的名字在耶路撒冷遍山遍地都是。
If you take a map of Israel, a biblical map,
如果我们拿一个圣经里的旧约的圣经地图
and you draw a line between Mount Moriah, Mount Tabor, and all the mountains, the three mountains,
我们把圣经地图里后面那些背景地图里那些山，什么西乃山、橄榄山这些山给连到一起
there's a shocking revelation.
把那些山在地图上连线连在一起，大家会看到一个很惊人的启示
The letter Shin comes out.
把所有那些山都连在一起，地图上就组成了一个文字，叫做信。
God's name is implanted in Jerusalem.
神的名字，神把自己的名字就写在耶路撒冷这块土地上了。
It's always been there.
神的名字一直都在那里。
If you Yesu Aini, you must bless Israel because He's Israel.
因为如果我们说耶稣我爱你，我们一定要祝福以色列，因为耶稣就是以色列。
And if you're married to Yeshua, you are spiritually Israel. It's as simple as that.
如果我们跟耶稣结婚成为新妇，那我们也是灵里的，也是以色列人。
Amen. Ephesians 2:18. I'll just read it. For through him we both have our access.
以弗所书的二章十八节，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
In one spirit.
我们被一个圣灵所感。
Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
There has to be one.
必须是合一。
If there's two of something, it's not from God.
如果是两下不合一的，那不是从神而来。
Father, Son, Holy Spirit are one.
父子圣灵是合一的。
One God.
一个神。
One new man.
一个新人。
One gospel.
一个福音。
Somebody once told me, Zev, it's a new gospel.
有人曾经跟他说过，这副牧师啊，那是一个新的福音，新约。
It's not a new gospel.
这不是新福音。
It's the only gospel.
这是一个唯一的福音。
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 2:15 says we're the one new man.
以弗所书二章十五节讲到我们一个新人。
That's what Paul was talking about.
这是使徒保罗所说的。
The one new man concept.
是一个新人的概念。而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
It's always the concept of the one new man. That's God's master plan.
这是神的一个极大伟大的计划，一直都是这个一个新人的一个计划。
Later on today, I'll talk about the how. Until now, I'm just telling you the why. We need something tangible, right? We're Chinese. Chinese need something tangible.
今天晚一点我们会来讲如何成为一个新人。现在一直在讲为什么成为新人。
Just like the Jews.
中国人跟犹太人一样，需要一些这些预备工作，需要这些理解和大的观念。
You tell us how we want to know the why.
告诉我们这些中国人要怎么做，怎么做，怎么做。我们老想知道为什么这么做。
Part two in the afternoon is tzufu time.
今天下午的第二部分是祝福的时间。
It's the how.
就是我们要如何来做的。
It's the preparation of the bride.
是预备新妇的内容。
So now we know the why.
现在我们知道了为什么。
In the afternoon, we're going to get to the how.
下午我们就要讲如何来实际操作预备。
Amen.
Amen.
How do we pray for Israel?
我们如何为以色列祷告？
Let's look at the book of...Let's get it on the screen, okay?
请打到大屏幕上。
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
为耶路撒冷求平安。
Psalms 122 verse 6.
诗篇122篇第六节。
Famous Bible passage, we all know it.
这是圣经中很著名的一节，大家都知道。
Amen? We're going to have a look what it says in Hebrew.
我们要看在希伯来原文里是怎么写。
In Hebrew,
在希伯来文里。
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
为耶路撒冷求平安。
They shall prosper.
他们要兴旺。
In Hebrew, love thee is a person.
在希伯来文中，其中这有一个人，就是那个字，就是人名。
Love thee is not Jerusalem.
在希伯来原文中，就不是说在为耶路撒冷。
That's not what it says.
原文中就不是说在为耶路撒冷祷告。
It says you pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
你为耶路撒冷求平安。
And if you love me, you will prosper.
如果你为耶路撒冷求平安，如果你爱我，你就要得，你就要兴旺。
Who's me?
那个爱我，我是谁
？Yeshua HaMashiach。
那我就是耶稣基督。
Yeshua says, if you pray for Jerusalem, you love me.
主耶稣说，如果你为耶路撒冷祷告，如果你爱我
，The very rocks will cry out my name.
耶路撒冷的每块石头都在为我的名呼喊。
As you did unto my brethren, you did unto me.
你坐在我的弟兄身上，就是坐在我身上。
It doesn't mean that if you pray for Jerusalem, you love Jerusalem. No.
这不是说我们为耶路撒冷祷告，我们爱耶路撒冷这个城市。
If you pray for Jerusalem, you love Yeshua.
我们为耶路撒冷祷告，我们爱耶稣。
Because Yeshua is Jerusalem.
因为耶稣就是耶路撒冷。
Yeshua's name is written on Jerusalem.
主耶稣的名字就写在耶路撒冷上。
And it'll be written in Jerusalem forever in the New Jerusalem.
这主耶稣的名字将来要永远写在新耶路撒冷上。
That's why it's so important.Pray for Israel.
这是为什么很重要，要为耶路撒冷、为以色列祷告。
Look at the spiritual aspect.
要看看从属灵层面来看这个问题。
It's Yeshua.
这不是为一个具体的国家，是在为耶稣祷告。
That's a true gospel.
这是一个真实的福音。
That's a true love.
这是真爱。
Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
二章八节。摸你们的，就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。
He who touches Israel,
任何人触碰以色列
touches the apple of his eye,
就是在摸神的眼珠子
One more time, we see that Yeshua is equalizing himself with Israel.
又一次我们看到主耶稣把自己等同于以色列
Do we have any doctors or any nurses here?
我们这里有做医生或做护士的吗
Anybody study medical?
有人在这学医学吗
Everybody's trusting Dr. Yeshua.
每个人，大家都相信，都信任耶稣医生吗
？If you study medical,
如果你学医学
you will learn that the most delicate part of the human body
你学医学你就知道我们身上最脆弱最敏感的地方
outward
整个身体表层的
is the eye
就是我们的眼睛
and God is saying
神就在这么说
if you touch Israel
如果你碰以色列
you're doing this to God
你就拿眼手在戳以色列的眼 戳神的眼睛
Osama bin Laden did this to God
本拉登就是这样戳神的眼睛
bye bye
然后本拉登就拜拜了
Saddam Hussein did this to God.
侯赛因萨达姆他就这样戳神的眼睛，他也拜拜了。
Bye bye. Haman did this to God.
哈曼，以斯帖记里的哈曼也是这样动神的眼珠子。
You know, so I did a radio broadcast 2 weeks ago.
他两周前有过电台的访谈。
And they asked me a question.
那些人问他问题。
Praise God, it was live radio.
感谢神，那是一个现场直播的。
Because I think if it would have been, you know, one of those recorded, they would have edited it.
如果是一个之前录播的，他们肯定要切掉一段，要改动了。
And they asked me a question.
在广播里有人问问题。
They said, "Are you afraid that ISIS is going to penetrate into Israel?"
那些电台的人问他说，你怕不怕 ISIS 这些恐怖分子会侵入以色列啊？
And I said, "I am very, very much afraid."
他说我确实确实很怕呀。
And the broadcaster.
那个广播的主持人
he had a good opportunity.
他就有个很好的机会
he said but you're a believer in Jesus how are you afraid
那个主持人就说你是主耶稣的信徒啊你怎么会害怕呢
I said I'm not afraid for Israel
他说我不是为以色列害怕呀
I'm afraid for ISIS
我为 ISIS 这帮人害怕
because if they touch Israel
如果 ISIS 这帮人敢碰以色列
they're going to have to deal with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob
那以色列那亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神就要对付他们了
it is a dangerous game to poke God in the eye
敢用手戳神的眼珠子是很危险的游戏。
There are many Bible verses where God equalizes Himself with Israel.
在圣经中有很多经文，神把自己等同于以色列。
And when we see these Bible verses in the Old Testament, we can begin to understand what He meant in Matthew, "As you did unto my brethren, you did unto me."
我们从旧约圣经中看到这些经文，我们逐渐就能理解主耶稣在马太福音中所说的：“你坐在弟兄身上，就是坐在我身上的意思。
”It's all quoted from the Old Testament.
这全是从旧约圣经中引述进来的。
Amen.So I don't know about you, but I don't want to do this to God.
我不知道你们怎么想，但我可不敢拿手碰神的眼珠子。
不是，
不敢碰。
I want to encourage you.
我要鼓励在座的各位。
Because the blessings of Israel that the Chinese church is praying and blessing and doing are working.
因为对以色列的这些祝福我们这些华人的众教会都在这样的预备祝福为以色列祷告中
And I'm going to end with this segment.
我要在这一章这个地方来结束
This is the story of Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri.
这是以色列最著名的一个 大的拉比的一个故事
Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri
这个拉比的故事
was one of the most venerated rabbis in Israel.
他是以色列全国公认的最出名的最权威的拉比
He passed away at the age of 108 years old.
他108岁那一年去世的
In the year 2006.
他在2006年去世的
He wasn't some rabbi tucked away in the bowels of Jerusalem.
他并不是我们所看到的在耶路撒冷那种很普通的那种拉比
This rabbi was a political leader.
他是以色列政治领袖。
He saw World War I.
他看到了第一次世界大战。
World War II.
经历了第二次世界大战。
He was there when Israel was established in 1948.
1948年以色列建国时，他活在那里，他见到了。
Religious leaders looked up to him.
以色列的那些宗教领袖都依靠他。
Prime Minister of Israel.
以色列总理。
Went to him for blessings.
以色列总理要到他面前去求他的祝福。
Even the basketball coach of Maccabi Tel Aviv used to go to him before every game.
就算是特拉维夫大学特拉维夫篮球队的教练，比赛之前都要请这个拉比来祝福的。
This rabbi,
这个拉比
through Yeshua HaMashiach,
通过主耶稣基督
is a product of the Chinese nation.
他对整个有中国的这个中国国家有很大的一个呼召，还有一个预言。
Because the Chinese nation is blessing Israel,
因为中国列国，中国在祝福以色列。
And because they're praying for Israel,
中国也为以色列祷告。
Rabbis are being saved in Israel.
这样的最顶尖的拉比也得救了。
Now you're not going to read this on the Israeli news.
在以色列的新闻中没有报道这些事实。
Now Israel Today did an article about it. Yes,
是以色列现在确实有关于这方面的报道。
But the article was taken off the air very fast.
但是那些报道很快就被撤下来了。
This rabbi had visions of Yeshua.
这个拉比在死前有在异象中见了主耶稣。
Joel 2.
约珥书第二章。
Your men and your women will have dreams and visions.
你的儿女要见异象。
Well, this is Joel 2.
这是约珥书二章的应验。
He had encounters with Yeshua HaMashiach.
他遇到了主耶稣基督。
In the year 2005.
在2005年。
He stood up in a synagogue in Israel on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
他在赎罪节、赎罪日那一天，在以色列的一个会堂中站立。
I have evidence of this. I have spoken to people about this.
他有详细的记录和证明，他跟人传讲过很多次。
Rabbis don't give messages.
一般拉比不上台讲这样的话。
Rabbis read from a Torah scroll.
拉比都是上台读陀拉的那些经文。
They don't get up and share messages.
拉比不起来分享。
He got up in the middle of a synagogue and he said that we cannot get forgiveness of sin from prayer.
那拉比在犹太会当中起来说，我们只是借着这些祷告进食，不能得到神的赦免。
You can only get forgiveness of sin by blood.
我们只有借着血才能得到赦免。
And that's all he said.
那是他当时所说的。
You have to ask yourself why they didn't stone him.
大家要问，那那些在座的犹太人、犹太拉比怎么不拿石头打他
？Number one, because who he is.
第一点，因为他的身份在那里。
And number two, because God's hand was upon him.
第二点是神的手在他身上。
And he said he told his brother David Kaduri, David Kaduri.
他告诉他的一个弟兄叫大卫的。
That he knows who the Messiah is, the Mashiach is.
他知道谁是弥赛亚了。
Well, David Kaduri hurried to the yeshiva, the Kaduri yeshiva. Yeshiva is a Bible school for rabbis.
那个大卫这个弟兄就跑到了拉比学校去了
，in Jerusalem，
在耶路撒冷
，and told his yeshiva that Rabbi Kaduri said he met the Messiah。
他到犹太拉比学校说啊，我们最伟大那个大拉比，他说他知道谁是弥赛亚了
，and that he's going to write a letter， a note，
他要写下一封信呢
，in a secret decrypted format。
他要写一个像密码一样写一个暗暗写一个信
But he's only going to reveal it after he dies.
只有在他死后大家才能阅读他这个信
Well, every rabbi in the yeshiva
每一个在圣经学校拉比学校里的这些拉比们
started to pay visits to Rabbi Kaduri's house.
都开始站牌去他家来访问
They thought maybe I'm the Messiah.
每个人说哎呀你看的这个弥赛亚是不是我呀
and another rabbi said maybe I'm the Messiah
有一另外拉比说啊可能他说的这个人是我呀
each one wanted Rabbi Kaduri to leave a note that he's the Messiah
每个人都希望这个最大拉比死后写的那个遗嘱上写的是我的名字那多好
you know, because the Jewish people believe that every Messiah there's in every generation there's a Messiah
因为有些犹太人想在每一个世代都会有一个弥赛亚
and they believe also you know Schneerson Lubavitch, he was the Messiah too. Some believe that the one in New York.
因为他们也相信在纽约的一个另外出名的犹太拉比说那个人就是弥赛亚。
Go to Israel today. They got Mashiach everywhere.
今天要去以色列，他们看到就有一个那个以前一个过世的一个拉比的像，到处都有。
And they thought that he's going to be the Messiah.
然后每个人都想啊，他肯定这个遗言上写的是那个人，他们认为的那个以色列拉比，肯定那个人就是弥赛亚了。
Who would ever think the name of Jesus？
谁也没想到会写是耶稣这个名字。
Who would ever think that a rabbi？
谁也没想到一个拉比
，the top leader of Israel，
以色列108岁最高权威的拉比
，especially in the Sephardic sector， which is I don't know how to say that in Chinese， the Sephardic sector。
尤其是一个像这种这么高位高权重大家所敬仰的一个拉比
Who would ever believe?
谁都不会相信
He passed away at 2006
2006年这个拉比去世
2007
2007年
They opened the note
他们打开他坟墓打开他留的这个遗嘱
It was in a deep a decrypted code
他写的是一个类似密码一样的一个写作
They put it on his website kaduri.net
然后他们把他的这个遗言遗嘱放到这个拉比的以前的网站上。
It was on his website for 2 months.
在他的网站上放了2个月。
People took screenshots.
好多人把这个网页截屏照相了。
The newspaper Israel Today did articles about it.
以色列的报纸今天还有这个报道。
It was all over the news.
在媒体上到处有报道。
Who believed that it was Jesus?
谁能相信他写的竟然是耶稣
？Who believed that it was Yeshua?
谁能相信？谁能想到写的是耶稣
？And then they brought 5,000 rabbis to a meeting 2 months later.
然后两个月之后，他们召集了5000个拉比参加了大会。
And it's time to open and deprogram the notes.
然后他们现在要来一起来解这个密码，解这个谜语，来解这个他的遗嘱了。
And they were given instructions how to decrypt the notes.
然后这五千个人就一开始商量好要用什么样的方法来解这个密码。
And the note proclaimed that Yeshua, Jesus, Yehoshua is the Messiah of Israel.
在 老拉比过世的这个遗言里那个纸条写的就是耶稣就是弥赛亚。
This is the handwriting that the rabbi left. This is his writing.
这是他临死之前亲手写下的。
Immediately, the rabbi who read it, Rabbi Weinberg,
这是证明那些亲手写下这个遗言的老
fainted.
老拉比。
He was taken to the hospital. He fainted.
Oh, fainted.
He was taken to the hospital.
是，他被带去医院了。
Where he had a heart attack and died.
哦，然后他有心脏病死了。
He read the name of Yeshua and he had a heart attack.
啊，那些人就拿这个解释说啊，他是有心脏病了，就拿去医院了，他神经不清楚时候写的那个意思。
That's why today the translation was so difficult. Satan was having a heart attack.
所以现在世界上这个翻译成了一个主要被攻击的对象。
Amen.
Amen.
They immediately said the note's a lie.
然后马上他们就宣布说这个遗言这个遗嘱肯定是说谎，肯定不准。
It's not true.
这个遗嘱肯定不准，不对。
The rabbi was old.
那个拉比太老了，老糊涂了。
He was ill.
他病了。
But he was on TV.
但是这个拉比经常上电视。
He was doing the rabbinic ceremony.
所有这些犹太的宗教仪式都是他来主持的呀。
He was bar mitzvahing people at the Kotel, the Western Wall.
这甚至在西墙，在犹太的库墙都是他来主持仪式啊。
He was very healthy when he wrote the notes.
他写这个遗嘱的时候，他是很健康的。
He was healthy to the last day. He didn't die from a sickness. He died.
他并不是病死的，他是太老老死的。
He was known for his unusual memory. He could memorize books and books and books.
他是以他超强的记忆力，还有写作了很多很有学问的书而出名的。
And then they had a problem.
然后这些犹太人觉得有问题了。
If the note is not true,
如果这个信件不真怎么办
？Why was it on his website?
为什么信件如果这信件不真？为什么这些他的后人们、他的学者们把它放在网站上
？Why would you put a false note on the rabbi's website？
你为什么把一个错误的信息放在拉比的网站上啊
？And the Orthodox movement in Israel tried to do everything to suppress the truth。
所以那犹太的极端正统的这些犹太人，像法利赛人一样的，就竭尽全力来压迫这个信息。
And it was pretty quieted down in 2007。
在2007年，整个媒体全都是很沉默了。
The revival in China didn't begin till 2011.
然后中国的大的复兴是从2011年才开始。
2011 is when the Fuxing began.
2011年是大的复兴开始的。
2011 is when the Chinese church began to understand about Israel, began to wave flags, began to have shofars.
2011年是中国教会开始在敬拜中摇旗呐喊、吹号角的一年。
Begin to understand who the lion of the tribe of Judah is.
从2011年，中国教会开始认清自己跟犹太的根源连接，开始来认识犹大的狮子。
And that's exactly when prophecy was opened. And we'll talk about that later.
这也是我晚一点我会讲的，也正是那个年是预言实现成就的一年。
And I was witnessing in Israel using the rabbi's notes.
他在以色列给人做见证的时候，经常拿这个大拉比临死前写的这个遗嘱。
And everywhere I went, I ran into a brick wall.
每次他一去就经常撞墙这个事情。
Nobody wanted to listen.
没有人愿意听他说。
They said the rabbi said it's a lie.
那他说拉比电视上都说了，辟谣了，这是假的。
And Lynn and I in 2010 were praying for 6 months at the Wailing Wall, the Kotel.
然后在2011年，他跟他太太在犹太哭墙祷告了六个月。
We said God, it can't be.
他说神呐，不能就这样结束啊。
It can't be that the most venerated rabbi in Israel believed in Yeshua and no one is accepting it.
不可能这样，以色列我们最出名大家敬仰的先大的拉比他信耶稣，这别人却都不信，不可以这样。
Surely you have a master plan here.
神呢，你一定有一个极大的计划在这里啊。
Little did I know.
我只知道其中一点点。
That little did I know.
那个时候我所知道的很少。
That as I was praying.
当我在祷告的时候。
There was a man who I do not know in Florida that was praying.
当时在佛罗里达一个他所不认识的人也在祷告
a pastor,
是佛罗里达的一个牧师
a pro-Israel pastor,
是一个支持以色列的牧师
by the name of Carl Gallups,
他的名字叫 Carl 什么
pastors a church in Florida for 30 years
他是在佛罗里达开创教会服侍30年的 老牧师
and the Holy Spirit told him to write the book The Rabbi Who Found Messiah
那个牧师是受到圣灵的感动在佛罗里达写下了这个拉比 写这个叙事老拉比的一个见证和故事书。
It was published by one of the biggest Christian publishers, WND.
是基督教出版局里很大的一个出版社就出版了这个牧师写的书。
And Carl didn't give any opinion in the book. He just brought evidence after evidence after evidence.
那个凯尔牧师没有把各自己的见解强加在这书里，他只是把所有的这些研究成果和证据写在书里了。
And as he was searching for the evidence,
当他在不停的搜寻证据的时候
，That's where he found my ministry.On the internet.
他就在网上找到了 Jeff 的信息，找到了 Jeff 的服饰。
And he found that I have rabbis on the internet giving their life to Yeshua.
他知道他在网上有一些拉比把自己生命献给主了。
And some of those rabbis are Rabbi Yitzchak Kaduri's students.
有些这些拉比是这个去世的108岁老拉比的学生。
It all started like this. In 2011, we were coming back from an outreach.
这些都是从他2011年，他有一次在外面宣教回来之后发生的事。
It was 11 o'clock at night.
是晚上11点。
We were at a stoplight.
我们在一个汽车红灯的地方。
An Orthodox man was handing out literature.
一个犹太传统教徒在往外发传宣传单张。
I never take the literature from those Orthodox Jews.
他从来不接这些传统犹太人给发的这些单张。
But the Holy Spirit told me to take the literature.
但是那天圣灵告诉他接这个单张。
And Lynn said, "What are you doing?"
然后他太太说：“你拿他单张干嘛？”
I said, "Well, Hakodesh, Holy Spirit said, open the window, take the literature."
然后他跟太太说：“哇 ，Hakodesh， 圣灵告诉我开车窗拿这个单张。”
And the man sticks a card in my car with Rabbi Kaduri on it.
这不是车外面那人就把一个单张和名片送进来，上面有名字，就是他要接触的一个接触的一个拉比。
I really cannot accept this card.
他说不好意思我不能接受这个卡片
And he asked me why not?
然后那个车外的人说你为什么不能接呀
And I said, because I believe that Yeshua is the Messiah of Israel.
因为我相信耶稣是以色列的弥赛亚
So do I.
然后车外面的人说我也信的
The Orthodox Jew said, so do I.
一个传统正统的像法利赛人一样的犹太人说我也信耶稣啊
We were at a stoplight. I said, let's talk over the lights.
然后我们当时是在一个红灯那儿停下他说等等我们开车到对面过了红灯我们再聊
And we found out that Rabbi Yitzchak Kaduri
我们就发现最出名的这个大拉比
When he was alive
当他还活着的时候
In his yeshiva
在他的遗嘱里
Secretly
他在这先知学校里他秘密的
was teaching that Yeshua is the Messiah
他秘密在他的先知学校里就在教导耶稣是弥赛亚
not to everyone
不是跟公众不是跟每个人讲
apparently he chose these people
是很显然他挑选了一些人他身边的一些人
but we found out that for some unknown reason they didn't know the full gospel
但是我们知道有好多人他不是了解全部圣经
and I think that God was using Rabbi Kaduri to prepare themTo receive the full gospel.
但他相信上帝是通过这个最大的一个拉比来准备好多人来逐渐接受福音。
We now have 13 rabbis saved from the Kaduri Yeshiva.
现在他有13个拉比是在拉比学校里，他们都蒙恩得救了。
6 of these students you can watch on YouTube confessing their life as Yeshua as the Messiah, rabbis with kippahs and beards.
就是那种戴着黑帽留着大胡子的其中6个人公开在网站上在 YouTube 网上承认耶稣是他们的救主
And I'm here to say thank you.
他在这里说谢谢
Because those salvations are a product of the Chinese church.
因为这些的救恩是借着中国教会的这些祝福和祷告得来的
A product of the one new man.
是一个借着一个新人这个模式来做成的
That's why it's so important for you to understand why Israel, because Jews are being saved.
这是让大家知道为什么非要有以色列，因为犹太人开始要重新要被得救了。
The gospel's going back.
福音在往回走的路上。
That's God's master plan.
这是神极大伟大的计划。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask Pastor John to end us with prayer.
请周牧师上来，我们一起祷告。
And we'll continue later on in the afternoon, and not why Israel, but how.
下午我们会讲不光讲为什么以色列也要讲如何为以色列
谢谢
谢谢